participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-36. 36 from D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067 and from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock.
Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Bite my left nipple, ass wipe. Kiss my left ball, dimwit. Go, Bob, on my knob, ass monkey.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hold on. I got everything set here. Why are they wasting time? Your friends are here, Ron. Now, they were there for the Maryland thing, but get them out of here today. There they are.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
I quote the great one. Open the door.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Corabari and all the ships at sea. Hey, given all the givens, you'll love these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday.
When is Wednesday?
April 3rd.
Right. April.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. And better be including Wichita right now.
I doubt it.
877-365-3636. D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York on WNEW 877-692-1027. Before we get going with the show, he demands it every day. He pulls me aside. He says, listen, asswipe. Okay? I'm Buzz. And I demand to be introduced at the beginning of every show, not at the end. Don't bury me at the end.
Well, you better do it.
Here he is, everybody. Michael Elston.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz. And hello, everybody. Okay, so we just got a call from Channel 7 that Witness News is coming in.
Ah.
That apparently there's a news story.
You know, we're just setting ourselves up to have targets painted on us today.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's a story that's on the wire, I guess. Maybe you have this, Buzz, that some survey that Americans are ruder than ever.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah, well, Channel 7's coming by to interview us about that.
It shows you. Well, isn't that amazing? Boy, you can't see that one a mile away.
No, you can't, but the good news is we'll be able to tool on that guy, Dale Solly.
Oh, wow. Dale Solly with his big hair.
The anchor guy who's coming in. So, I don't know. I guess I heard he's on his way.
Great.
As we speak.
Solly on the zoo.
And coming in with the camera crew. And I'm sure it's going to end up. Here's what will happen. One of two things. I'm sure we'll have a good time on the show today. You know, you're a TV guy. You get to hear he's being interviewed on TV.
Right.
But tonight, it'll either be just the obligatory shots
of my hands running the board, and you'll see the monitors going up and down. The
needles moving.
And maybe there'll be an isolated clip of, like, us calling someone an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would simply be us in the background.
Right.
As Dale Solly says,
rudeness in America with talk radio.
I went to the epitome. I went to the heart, to the chewy center of rudeness.
Ground zero of rudeness in America is right here in Washington, the Don and Mike Show.
Or you could just make him waste his trip and be absolutely polite to everyone while he's here.
Rob, great minds think alike. That's what I told Don.
Thank you,
Rob. But Don's comment to me was, that'll never get on the air.
Yeah, you're right.
Although I think it's a wonderfully brilliant idea.
But he would never run it, though.
Well, I'm going to try it anyway.
I think
we'll be good cop bad. I'll say, hello, Dale. How nice of you to come.
I think what he wants, is like some unspontaneous anger between us and our listeners. I think what he wants, like, is an argument or something.
He wants to record something on the show. Well, he'll get that.
He can work that out.
He gets rudeness in the first 15 minutes of this show.
Listen, dude, we're not going to have the rudeness with our listeners, though. That's natural.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want someone
if he wants to get that, he could get that.
I mean,
you know?
We'll direct it at him.
Oh, yeah.
We can be rude to him.
Or we can be phony nice to him, which would even drive him more insane.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, that's not going to get on the TV, though.
Oh, but I mean, is that what it's all about, or is it just messing up his day?
I mean, really.
Okay.
Let's just see how it goes.
TV's
let's
day.
Do it like we always do. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah. Okay? I know what you want to do. You want to be all over him, because you love eating the TV people. You like eating them.
I don't want to eat him.
You want to eat him, and I don't mean eat him in the sexual sense. I mean, like, you want to devour him.
I do.
In the T-Rex sense. You like doing that? Nobody does that better than
you. You're right. You're right. And that way,
when we do it together, there's nothing left. There's like dust.
I do. Yeah, there's a part of me.
Fingernails left when we get done with them. You know all the great TV people we've eaten over the years?
And now I know what you mean when you say eat. You didn't mean like sexual. You mean like the predator type where we eat and then we poop out a big Dale Solly.
We're in broadcasting, we're the opposite of TV people. We are the opposite of, in so many ways. I mean, they read, we kind of ad lib all day long. You know, they have to conform to very rigorous standards as far as censorship. We have kind of a free reign here. And it just makes for lots of fun when they come in. It's like, because especially if they have the ego going, you know, we just cut them right down to size. Now, see, now I'm talking myself out of being polite.
Come on, there you go. That's my guy.
Come on.
That's my guy. Don't tinker with a format that works.
I'll do my standard strategy of answering a question with a question. You know what he'll say?
To ensure
you guys feel that this is the seat of rudeness? I don't know. How do you feel about rudeness?
Or you could do what you always do, which is why
get the sound bite?
Which is why you always get on TV, because I'll say something, you know, outrageous, but then you'll say something that's
I've already got
sensible.
It would be like this. It would be, you know, as America gets ruder, this show seems to get more popular. and then that would be
and
it.
That's the sound bite that would get on
that's
TV
right.
with Mike's face. Anyway, so the guy's coming down today. Hey, listen, you're fighting gutter balls tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
Watch out. We've had, like, 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
And I know that, like you, I've been practicing round the clock.
Me too.
Every other day.
Nonstop, I've been practicing. Tonight, you're fighting gutter balls, our bowling team. We will be in Maryland tonight, in beautiful Bethesda, Maryland.
Bethesda.
When we take on the Pin Pals.
Yay!
At Strike Bethesda.
Wonderful.
The action gets underway tonight at 8 o'clock. Love to meet you. Come out. Get a drink with you. Watch us bowl. Please root for us.
Please.
Please root for us to win. Don't anger us.
You could heckle us. You know we love the heckling.
Don't be rude.
No, I don't like the heckling.
You don't really?
It bothers me.
I love the heckling.
Well, then heckle Mike.
Right. Heckle me all you want. I get kind of a charge out of it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
Okay, my friend.
Wonderful. This is Brian down in Wichita.
And let me guess, we are not on live right now.
Oh, no. Everything's taped away.
Yes. Hey.
Man, if I had the $20,000, I would throw it at you right now.
Now, listen, I want to address that right up front here in the show. That yesterday we mentioned that it would cost KFH Radio $20,000 a year to run the show, and I think that is if they wanted to run it live, because they now have an FM station. You heard we had a big argument with the program director.
So we might have forgotten a zero.
what did I just do with the card that Buzz gave me? Buzz did some research and got some phone numbers.
Got the phone numbers of the radio stations that would probably be best suited for this show.
Well, and I had a here you go. And I have a question. I'm going
to
call.
Now, are we able to get out of our deal?
Well, we can break. You know us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just want to make a point, though. Let me call the request line for radio station KKRD. What's that?
That's a clear channel station. And forgotten the format. Let me double check it here.
Because what I'd like to do is
Christian hits? They play the hits. No, just all the hits.
Well, that's the request.
All the hits all the time.
Hold on a second.
It's Christian Hits Radio.
Let me try T95.
The T. That's the rock alternative radio station.
All I'm going to do is see if the disc jockey will come on the air to tell us what the average midday salary is for a disc jockey in Wichita, Kansas. And I think you'll find the $20,000 is not a lot. No. Take that off the air, Rob, so I can get the guy's permission.
So you're going to do a survey and find out.
Find out how much the disc jockeys make.
Yeah, well, I would figure that would be right around the ballpark.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think probably on the low
end. More like 30, I would think.
Yeah, because I know some people yesterday probably were listening. They got, God damn, you got to charge a station $20,000 a year for your show? Well, in Wichita, I would imagine that the average midday disc jockey probably makes $25,000 to $30,000 a year. I mean,
you're right.
It can be pretty lucrative.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about the value of the show. So this is a bargain.
Yeah, right. Which I offered that guy, Tony Douching, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, here's a shock. No one's picking up the request line at radio station T95 in Wichita.
I can hear it ringing. I can hear it ringing.
You can hear it through my headphones?
Mm-hmm. Is that coming through your headphones?
It must
very faintly.
Must be the deal again. But we're okay with that.
Right.
That's the deal the lawyers have set up that remember we went through this once already?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Don.
You remember?
I do, Don.
Okay. Thank you for remembering, Mike.
All right, no problem. I won't make a big deal of it like I did last time. Sorry.
Because we're okay with it.
I'm fine with it.
I'm down with it. Let me try another station. Let me try radio station.
I'm thinking bowling already. I'm on those lanes right now.
KRZZ.
Classic Rock, 96.3.
KRZZ.
Right.
KRZZ.
Z something. Crazy.
Crazy Kooky.
Crazy 105.
Perfect. Crazy Kooky, all right. Hold on, let me try the other station.
They're all on the phone with each other. WCRZ.
Maybe they...
Wouldn't that be funny, make it crazy and just really hire people out of institutions?
All right, now it's ringing at KKRD. What's that format, Buzz?
That's the hits, 107.3.
Oh, hold on.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number.
All right. God damn it.
Welcome to WCRZ, where all of our performers are crazy.
Let me just call the business line of KRZZ.
All right. Ask them if they pay their disc jockey.
I'll ask for the program director.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, take it off the air.
Take it off the air.
Beautiful.
All right, good. We'll get to the bottom of it. I can hear that.
Shut up, Mike. Is this KRZZ? Yes. Hi. Yeah, Lester St. James, please.
Don is now asking for the program director, so as to...
Lester St. James with you. Lester St. James with you. Lester, hi. This is Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show on KFH. You're not on the air right now with us. Would you like to come on the air with us for a second? Not really? Okay. Mm. I got a question for you. A ballpark figure... a midday disc jockey in Wichita. What's that pay? Without being specific about whatever you're paying your midday disc jockey on KRZZ. And what's your dial position?
Where he's speaking with the program director of KRZZ right now. 96.3.
Well, no, it matters to us because we're trying to figure out. What I want to know is, on average in the Wichita market, what would you think the average salary of the midday disc jockey is?
Trying to get a straight answer. He is a program director.
Yeah, good luck.
This might not be easy to do. He's saying something to Don I cannot hear.
You're not on the air. Listen, I'm talking to you on the air, but your voice is not on the air.
That's the way it works with our new system.
Your voice cannot be heard on the air. But people know that I'm speaking to Lester St. James from KRZZ. I'm breaking no FCC rule by calling you and talking to you without putting your voice on
the air. Don, is he being difficult?
So I'm just looking. I'm not looking to bust your balls. I'm just looking for a ballpark figure. What is a midday jock? Why don't I call the station that I'm on? Because they're dickweeds, and I'm giving you a chance here.
As a matter of fact, we'd be willing to come to work there. Is that an FM station?
Yes.
Tell them our offer.
For free.
For free.
I'm sure you've heard of the Don and Mike Show. We get pretty good ratings on that crappy AM station, KFH. I don't want to talk to the intercom people. Listen, Lester, God, just tell me, does the average midday jock in Wichita make $20,000, do you think?
He's not giving you a straight answer.
That's not what we should be paid over there. Well, that's not the question. The question is...
Well, what does he think we should be paid?
What do you think we should be paid?
He's obviously...
They should pay us a lot more, he says.
Well, hey, that's nice of him to say that. That's more valued than we were from the other guy.
Just give me a ballpark figure, though. Do you think in the Wichita market that the average FM midday disc jockey, be it at Country Top 40... album rock, alternative. Do you think that they make like 25, 30 grand a year, the average disc jockey? Some make more, some make less.
Yeah. Or some do make less.
Some do make less.
God.
Really? Well, what about on your station? How much does your midday disc jockey make?
Wow.
What if I give you my... First, you're not on the air, and I swear on my kid's life, I won't repeat the figure on the air. I swear. I swear on my kid's life.
I'm surprised at that, Buzz.
He doesn't go around telling what people make.
Yeah, well, I understand that. I mean, he gave us the ballpark. He said some make more, some make less. I think he has no clue.
I think 2025 is probably average. The cost of living is lower there.
I think 2025 would be at the low end of it.
Lester. Well, do you want to come on the air for a free plug for your radio station?
Yeah, we're very angry at our radio station. Tell them that.
He says we're awesome. Well, why don't you come on the air with us? We'll give your station, KRZZ, a plug.
Tell him why. Tell him we're mad at
Because we're mad at KFH.
We're helping all the other stations in Wichita.
What he's saying is they're doing something with us. What are they doing with us? They're not doing a promotion with us. Hold on. What promotion do you... No. Hey, listen. Okay, hold on, dumbass. They're putting us on AM and FM. We don't want to be on tape delay. If we're going to be on FM in Wichita, we want to be on live. This is not some... Well, the word is out. We're not going to be tape delayed. Well, where did you hear that word?
The word is out that we're not going to be tape delayed. The word is out.
Mm.
It's around fast.
Hold on a second. Who did you hear is going to be doing live afternoons? O&A?
Makes sense.
I doubt that. I mean, I doubt that because I know that KFH doesn't want to pay. KFH doesn't want to pay us. Why would they want to? Yeah, they don't want to pay anybody.
They don't want to pay anybody.
Opie and Anthony's not another show that they could pick up for free.
Right. Fascinating when you talk to radio people.
Thank you. All right.
That was riveting. What the hell is going on?
All right. The guy says, first off, and how stupid... I'm offering to put him on the air.
To promote his radio station.
Yet he doesn't want to come on the air.
Well, he probably didn't understand what our circumstances were.
He thinks that this is all some kind of gigantic promotion.
To promote us on FM.
Yeah, right. It's not. If we don't do stuff like that.
But he said some make more, some make less. I that's a very generic.
And I said, what is your disc jockey? What does your disc jockey make?
Is it a Kansas thing, Buzz, that people just don't commit?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
I said, what does the disc jockey on your station make for the midday show?
You missed the funny from Buzz right there.
I know. I heard it.
Okay. All right.
And he's
focused, Buzz.
I'm just telling you what the guy said.
Right. Right.
What the guy said was, I don't comment on what other people make.
Right. I heard that.
He said...
I'm kidding. I couldn't hear anything.
He was saying you guys should be making a lot more money, and he thought he was being set up.
Really sounded to me like...
Jesus Christ. Well, anyway, my point being...
They're interested.
Oh, we have a station who's interested.
And this gentleman will go on the air with you once you get to him.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Really?
Okay. And I know this is true because... He called us.
All right, what station are we calling you?
Well, let's wait and see.
Could it be a ruse?
Hello? Is this Corey? You want to go on the air with us?
Okay, all right.
There is Corey
What radio station are you from, Corey?
Fly 92, KANR.
Is it licensed to Wichita?
Yeah, Belle Plaine, Wichita. Our tower's a little south.
Weren't we on a station in Belle Plaine? I mean, don't some of the towers exist out there, other towers besides this one?
That's where most of the towers are.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
All right, so you're on Fly 92.7.
You got a good stick, good signal. You can be heard all over Wichita.
Yes, we can.
What is the format there?
Alternative.
All right, here is the offer that we're going to make you.
Okay, here.
Here's the deal, and I'm serious as cancer about this. Serious as a heart attack.
The deal you're offering? Okay.
The deal we're offering is this. You can have the show for nothing. Free.
Okay.
You can have the show for free.
That's okay. Right.
We'll break our contract with KFH.
Okay.
And as soon as we break it, which will, I imagine, be probably by the end of the broadcast day today, right?
Or sooner.
You can, and I'm going to give you a guy's name at Westwood One. As a matter of fact, you know the guy here at the station you just called?
Okay.
Call him back.
All right.
And he'll give you the guy's name at Westwood One.
All right.
And we're going to announce then that our new official home, starting as soon as we possibly can, where Wichita can hear us live
This will be the unofficial announcement. We will look forward to the official announcement.
Of the Don and Mike Show being live on Fly 92.7, KANR-FM, Wichita.
Do our terms sound acceptable, Corey?
Yeah, they sound exactly. I'm a huge fan, and I heard you guys yesterday, and the douche man, he's a big pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Do our terms sound acceptable? We're offering you the show for free, just just to spite KFH.
Yeah, well, we would be willing to take your show for free.
Great. And, as a matter of fact, we'd probably be a better fit on that station, what with alternative rock around us and stuff.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that. It'll be a nice new home.
All right, well, Corey, you got it. Hold on. All right, listen, call the guy you called before.
Okay.
Call him back right now.
Was that Charlie? Is that who I talked to?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call him. Thank you, boys.
You got it.
Thank you, Corey. Nice talking to you.
Bye.
All right, well, there you go.
Now, that's the way it's done.
Simple enough.
Did you mention to him that he'll still have to play the commercials?
Oh, that's why I told him to call the Westwood One guy. Yeah. I mean,
technically,
it's not going to cost him a dime.
Technically,
he's going to get the deal that all the stations used to get.
Yeah, he's going to get the old deal, which is a great deal.
You know, where you just you're on the commercials, you're on the Radio Shack and the M&M spots and
absolutely
stuff like that.
For a month.
But what?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Come on, this is a freebie.
I know.
This is a freebie.
I know, but we can't live our lives spitefully. Why? We can't put that on the table.
Why?
We can't put food in our family's mouths with spite.
We will be able to put food in our family's mouths while spiting radio station KFH.
You know, that's great. Corey's got the right attitude. He really does. Yeah. I didn't think it would happen that quickly. They're usually timid.
We got other guys from Wichita. Let me go back to the original. Hey, Brian?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the station?
Fly 92 rocks.
Oh, really? So it's a good radio station.
There you go. That's what I think. Most other radio stations around here just basically have a corn cob stuck up their ass so far. So
you've heard this station. It's got a decent signal?
Oh, completely.
All right. Well, then I would guess probably... As soon as we continue this diatribe against radio station KFH,
we can start talking about it, and then of course we'll expedite our departure.
Don and Mike Show, soon to be heard in Wichita live every day, 10 to 2 on Fly 92.7.
Fly, baby. You like the station, sir?
Oh, completely.
KANR, and we are giving them the show for free.
And that's even more powerful.
They don't have to pay a dime. You know why? Because we want our listeners in Wichita to be able to hear the show live and be able to participate.
And that's all we were talking to Tony about, but Tony wanted to just sit here on our air after we've delivered for him for that many years and just pee with us.
Oh, man, that's a true douche.
Yeah. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye. All right, here's another guy from Wichita. Hello, Jimmy.
Yeah, I got to tell you what, man. KFH is the biggest broke dick station you've ever heard in your life. During your commercial sets, they can't even fill up their commercial time. They're playing songs during the commercials.
That can't be true on KFH. Are you talking about KFH FM?
Oh, AM. I know on AM at least. They're playing like full songs. I mean, like 3 or 4 minutes, they'll be playing a song. And then they'll do a deal where they're going a 30 or 45 second, maybe even a full 60 seconds where they're doing a station identification.
You know,
where they're just talking. They're just basically saying their station name over and over again.
I've heard affiliates where that happens, and it's more. It's not an advertising thing as much as it's a production element thing. I heard our affiliate down in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
Would lay some long tracks on, and I think it's more, you know, knowing when they're going to rejoin and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, we give them a set time. They know. And incidentally, our affiliates today should know. Please don't go to break right now, affiliates. This is not a joke. I swear to Christ. But this is the new in and out of stop set thing.
Yeah, do not go to break. Affiliates, do not go to break.
But this is easier than sending out a memo to all the stations telling them that we have a new in and out of stop set thing.
This is what it's going to sound like. You're not going to go to break right now, but we're going to play it for you so you know what it sounds like.
But when we go to break, I'll play it for you and I'll tell you exactly when you're going to go to commercial. So let's pretend now. Just keep it, and God damn it, nobody break.
Hey, hold on, Don. We got a lot of board ops that are listening right now. Just let me do this, okay? Pay attention! Okay. Pay attention!
Okay, so let's all pretend now that we're going to commercial break.
Right, but we're not. Okay, board ops?
This is just so you can hear the new in and out.
I hope none of them are on the phone.
So I say, we'll be right back. And then when I say we'll be right back, I play this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that's when you go to your commercial, when you hear the
be-doop,
be-doop.
Wow.
Okay?
That's easy.
So, yeah, just a little shorter. So, again, this is, again, let's pretend
we're not going to break again.
We're not going to break now, really. But board ops around the country.
Pay attention!
At our radio stations. Now, this is the new in and out of stop set thing that you're going to hear. Okay? Here it is. So I say that, the thing, and then you hear this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that's it. And incidentally,
Don and Mike still there?
Yeah, hold on. And incidentally, I just want to take a little credit. The part in the middle, the wacky, that was me.
Cool.
On the machine.
You turned the knob.
Much the way, like, on Good Vibrations when Brian Wilson did that thing to go,
yeah.
Wee-oo.
You did the be-doop.
Yeah, I did earlier.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's my contribution.
Very nice. Well played. I like that a lot.
So know that that's going to be a new shorter in and out of spots. Okay?
I hope nobody broke, for God's sakes.
Jimmy, anyway. Jimmy, from what you're talking, listen, it frankly, my friend, it doesn't matter because as soon as we can, we're going to be on radio station KANR, Fly 92.7.
That station kicks ass. Just to back up what the other dude said, that's the best station in town. It's a new station. They're all a bunch of young guys on there. They're cutting edge. They're not afraid to make fun of other people and other stations. They're great.
All right. Thank you, my friend. See you later. Bye-bye.
Well, that's good news.
A guy just wanted to call us.
He calls about the same time every day.
Guy calls. It was just you effing faggots.
You know, I hope I'm not encouraging him. I hope my laughter is discouraging him, but I think it might be doing the opposite.
That's all the guy says. He's
you effing
faggots. Well, listen, that's never going to make Channel 7 tonight.
No, right? Not at all. That was very rude.
You have to tone that way down.
Dale won't like that.
See, and then we have to delete it out. You don't even get to hear it. That's the worst part of that deal.
I think Dale Solly belongs over on Channel 20.
Channel 20 doesn't have news, Mike.
My point exactly. No, I was being nice. I mean, really, Channel 5 is where Dale belongs. I think he could fill Mike Landis' spot quite nicely.
Well, God knows they should get rid of that big moon pie head guy they got doing the anchor stuff now on Channel 5. Have you seen the guy, the weekend guy? Now, it's not the effeminate guy. It's not the cross-dresser.
Will Thomas. Will pluck your eyebrows, Thomas.
It's some guy just with a big round head. Big, I mean, gigantic. Like,
pumpkin head?
Like a moon.
He used to watch anyone that stands in the way of Pat McGrath getting airtime.
There you go.
Punky head.
Punky head.
Oh, let me see. Now, here we go. Here's some instant feedback. Guys, get ready to do your dance. Hey, Don and Mike, why don't you do for us in Sacramento what you did in Kansas so we can hear you live?
Oh, wouldn't I love to do that?
Well, now, here's the deal. We'd love to. But we can't. Now, guys.
I'm not doing anything.
Guys, are you not doing the dance?
No,
about
not.
Sacramento, we don't do that.
You don't do the Sacramento dance anymore?
Not until I hear what you have to say to the good people.
Absolutely.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
And we would love nothing better than to be on live in Sacramento. Yes. We really would. The point... Look at Robert doing this.
They're warming up, actually.
Sacramento dance. The point is that the station in Sacramento is an AM station, and the only reason that the situation changed in Wichita was because the station went to AM and FM.
Right.
Yeah. If KHTK ever decided in Sacramento to simulcast on FM,
right,
we would pitch a major fit just like we did here.
And you know, people are more curious about the Sacramento dance around here. Everybody finds an excuse to peek in here. You know, and I know everybody. It was so funny. Joe looked in, and then Wendell came in. Obviously, he had something to do, but did a little peek because he wanted to see the Sacramento dance.
Everybody just wants to come in and see the Sacramento dance. And
who doesn't love the Sacramento dance?
Wouldn't that offer for Sacramento also stand if, for some reason, God forbid, the city fell into the sea?
Oh, my God. You stop it, Rob.
That is terrible.
That is.
I would make the same offer that if KHTK would let us out of our deal, uh-huh, also in Sacramento, we would offer the show almost free to a station.
Almost free. We got a hell of a track record.
Almost free. I mean, you're talking to Sacramento. Yeah. You're talking about number one, 12 plus. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about some pretty big ratings.
Pretty valuable commodity there.
If there was an FM station that wanted to pick us up, and if there was any way we could possibly break the deal,
we'd do it almost for
almost for free. But the whole thing is this Wichita thing. I mean, longtime listeners of the show know the battles we've had.
Hey, and that guy was a real douche yesterday. He was.
Tony Douchey,
yeah,
the program director.
Yeah, all he was about was arguing and not yielding, and he could care less. It gets beyond common sense. And I don't think we make a big stink about something like that unless it's pure common sense.
Right.
And he's got two radio stations. What he's got is too much power. He's got too many radio stations, and he's a guy that probably has had the small fish licking his boots for a long time.
Well, as far as we're concerned, KFH Radio is dead to us, and KANR, Fly 92.7, your new home of the Don and Mike Show.
Amen, brother.
Very soon. Working on it right now. As a matter of fact, it might happen as early as tomorrow, because I can't imagine that KFH is going to be running this today. KFH sucks. KFH sucks ass. Awful, awful station. Wanted to say that for years. An awful, awful station.
They never really treated us all that well when we'd be there either.
No, they treated us nice.
The guys who treat us well are the Reno people.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm telling you. When we'd hit the road to go see an affiliate, the Reno people treated us like pure gold. Okay. Even when we had that total meltdown. Any other radio station, any other radio group would have sold us out, would have screwed us, and they didn't do that.
You have to admit, it's going to pain you to say this, the Sacramento people treated us pretty good. The people at KHTK, when we went out to do the last show out there. Do you remember?
Rob, do you remember?
Do you remember?
I remember being psychotically stalked by the listenership.
Do you remember when we were at the hotel that was... correct me if I'm wrong. 1.5 hours from the place that we were...
But didn't they treat us nice, though?
Yeah, they provided a lovely 5-person limo to take 8 of us out to the venue.
Oh, God.
And they provided us a wonderful hotel without room service.
True.
And bitterness.
Don't forget the warm beer.
Yeah.
This guy's okay. Now we're getting to the root of the Sacramento dance.
And if God forbid the city should fall into the sea,
I'm talking about the radio station. No, they were fine.
The people from the radio station themselves treated us very nicely.
It was very, maybe it's because we went over the mountain and then went to Reno like the next time, and they were so incredible in Reno. I mean, what's the name of that guy that runs the station? The guy that I got loaded with one night.
You know what? I remember the guy. But I don't remember his name.
What's that? No, and that's not the reason.
Old friend.
Yeah, he was great.
He was a good guy.
He was really great.
I mean, he treated it. And that's, remember that whole meltdown we had in Reno?
Yeah. The incredible meal.
What did he do after that? What he did is that they found another place for us to go. They put the whole crew up. I mean, and that was a really difficult situation for the radio station.
I agree.
I wish I knew. Lisa, if you know his name, I want to mention his name. He deserves it.
Now, Joe, you know what, Joe? That one's on you. That's the second time the guy called, I guess.
Is it Mike Ramey?
No, that's the guy in Sacramento, Mike.
Oh, okay.
That is the second time
I'm so embarrassed. I don't know.
It's not Pat Clark, because that's our contact.
No.
That is the second time.
Like a sales guy.
That the guy who's called us effing faggots has gotten through.
It's a mic.
I think it is a mic.
Yeah. I think he's been screened both times.
We're cardigans.
Although,
Nothing is funnier than, I mean, here I am bitching about someone getting through twice and calling us effing faggots. Nothing's funnier than, I'm listening, I heard two great things on Mix 107.3.
Oh, really?
Yesterday and today.
Uh-huh.
Well, first I heard Harvey this morning have a meltdown because they're doing the, you know, the same contest they always do. I had a high low jackpot.
Hey, let's play high low.
Yeah, high low. And, I guess the same broad who called at 8:20 got through again at 9:20.
Harvey get mad?
Yeah, Harvey got real mad.
Really?
He got real mad. Well, because, you know, it sounds like you got five people listening to the station. You,
well, that's true.
You're giving away, you know, these big cash prizes.
The high-low jackpot.
And,
yeah, thank
and
you.
The thing is, on that station, because the whole thing is, you know, it's one of these stations like, you know, it's always sunny and 87 when you turn on, you know, Mix 107.3.
Hello, friend.
They're so fake nice that he can't get on and say, listen, you stupid contest pig.
Yeah, you're a total prize pig.
You just called last hour and just hang up on her and give someone else a chance to win. Mm-hmm. He says, no, legally, you got through and we're going to give you the chance to win, but I'm going to have a meeting with somebody after the show to make sure that this doesn't happen. And then he blames it on MCI. He says, the problem has to be our phone server. I don't know how else someone could possibly get through 2 hours in a row.
Yeah, he doesn't realize that somebody's just sitting there hitting speed dial from the time one contest is over and also that, you know, people aren't calling.
So that's one great thing I heard on Mix 107. The other great thing yesterday, and again, that's a situation where, in real life, what you should really do, and you're not allowed to, I guess, on a format like that where it's, you know, it's always sunny in 95 or whatever their stupid slogan is or the best mix, you can't say to the woman, listen, whore, you just called last hour. Go away. We're going to give someone else a chance to win the money. You can't do that. Conversely, when I was driving home yesterday, I heard the afternoon guy give away an ungodly amount of money.
Right.
Something like $19,000.
Wow.
So here's how it goes. You be the disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be the, hold on.
All right, do it on the phone?
Yeah.
All right. Reenactment. I'm going to get the...
I'll be the guy on the phone. Hold on just a second. Come on.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We got this.
Mix 107.3.
Yes.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Is it Joe Dirt?
Joe Dirt, you ready to play the high-low jackpot game?
Mike, your energy level's got to be about a million times higher, though, to match the level that this guy had going.
All right.
Okay, because I really want it, because it's so funny.
All right, are they playing high-low? Is that what they're playing?
Yeah, and,
all right.
Do we have, like, the green
the music?
Yeah, give me the music.
Oh, yeah.
This made me laugh so much, and I'm sure you'll be able to play the role of what the guy did.
All right.
Without me even having to tell you how he reacted.
Okay.
Okay?
Try that. Number two.
Try this? Okay. So here we go. This was yesterday afternoon. I'll listen to Mix 107.
Hi, Mix 107.3. Who's on the line right now?
Joe Dirt.
Hey, Joe Dirt. You called for the high-low jackpot game. You're going to get a chance now to win the money. Now, can you tell me what you think is in the high-low jackpot?
$19,137.
Joe Dirt, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
You have won $19,000 on Mix 107.3. What do you think of that, Joe?
Wow, that's pretty good.
Joe, you won $19,000. Hey, come on, man. What do you think of that?
That's good.
Isn't that great, boy? Listen to how excited he is. Absolutely. He couldn't be more excited. Hey, Joe Dirt, thanks for listening to Mix 107.3.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Your chance to win is coming up in minutes of the high-low jackpot game. All right here at Mix 107.3. Hey, maybe you can be as excited as Mr. Joe Dirt. Isn't that right, Joe?
Huh?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for calling Mix 107.3.
So I'm listening to this, and the disc jockey, he gives away this ungodly amount of money, and the reaction from the dirtbag on the phone is just what I gave you.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'm overacting.
Oh, you see the TV boy out in the hallway?
I saw him out there. So I'm overacting. The guy's, he goes, oh, that's good. And the disc jockey,
you know what the disc jockey wants to say is, hey, listen, asswipe.
Right.
You just won $19,000.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, the guy just goes, well, I'll tell you what. Let's congratulate Rob Spiewak from Arlington, Virginia. The latest big winner. I know you're going to enjoy the money. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much.
Be like Joe Dirt. Ha-ha! You hear how excited he is?
I love it. I about drove my car off the road.
Guy wins 19 grand and just goes,
I swear to Christ, the disc jockey not allowed to yell at him. And then this morning, Harvey gets the same caller twice in a row for the contest.
Oh, they're getting angry over there.
Not allowed to yell at her either.
They're getting angry.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, well, listen, the TV boy is here, so we're going to go to a break.
All right.
We're going to try to give away some money. We're going to start the Celebrity Burp Contest in earnest today. We'll start the jackpot at $100 American.
Very exciting.
If you can identify the Celebrity Burp, be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636. Attention, this is not a test. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
You're such a little germ.
That must be you.
No, it couldn't be me. I just farted.
Farted our way to the top.
Of real repulsive flatulent sounds and songs.
Ah, fantastic. Good stuff.
Well, the best is yet to come.
Ladies and gentlemen, please now join me in welcoming
the Don and Mike Show.
Someone put some work into the show.
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
That's good stuff. I like that a lot. We're going to call her 100. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I am 4-100.
Right, my friend. Hi, and what's your name?
Bill.
Bill, where are you from?
Crofton, Maryland.
All right, Bill, here you go. First off, you won. Get ready to rock your brains out.
All right.
You're going to see two of the greatest bands in the history of the world.
Sell it, Don.
Let me amend that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the world's greatest bands.
Wow. Fantastic.
First, you won tickets to see Poison with Cinderella, Winger, and Faster Pussycat at Nissan Pavilion on July 12th.
Wow.
Ticketmaster.com.
But tell them about the big event.
You also want a pair of tickets to see disc jockey Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band.
Yeah!
At Party DC's Spring Blues Bash State Theater, and that is this Friday night.
Getting nervous about it already, actually.
Hooters Girls will be there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Go to partydc.com for tickets. Now, are you ready to go for $100 American dollars?
Absolutely.
All right, Celebrity Burp, number one, your clue is an entertainer. And either an actor or an actress.
Will you be offering a new clue today?
Ixnay.
Ixnay, that would be a no.
Told you plenty yesterday. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it, of course, and good luck.
Caller, name this secret celebrity burp.
There's the burp, and I purposely let it run all the way to the very end so that you could hear. After the burp, you hear. If you listen carefully, you hear a little bit of air. Would you start doing the odds are in my favor?
Is that what I completely forgot what I used to do with
it. Would you?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. Yeah, it'd be fun.
All right, for $100, who is that burping celebrity?
I'll take a stab at Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, now. Dave Chappelle's not a bad guess.
Oh, we're sorry.
Not a bad guess,
my
but
God.
100% wrong. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold the line for a moment, please. Okay. Why are people so goddamn rude?
I have no idea. I tell you, they're a bunch of a-holes.
That's for sure. Welcome now from Channel 7.
None of that will be on TV.
TV pretty boy Dale Solly. Yeah.
Dale Solly, a TV guy, has been in Washington for a long time. See him on Channel 7 right here in Washington, D.C. as the lights come up.
Damn.
The hot French fry TV lights come up. Have a seat. Relax, Dale, or you can stand, whichever you prefer to do.
How you doing, Dale?
Very well, thank you.
Before we start,
is Gordon Liddy here?
Yeah, here you go.
They promised me.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
White trash.
Always hit the wrong one. Before we get going on this, seriously, two things. First,
Who's the woman who does the anchoring with you on the weekends on Channel 7?
Oh, that is Susan Roberts.
Oh, oh my God.
You put that on TV. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my. She is H-O-T.
It's always a little extra work in the editing room when we do that. When we do those little things. Hi. I'd like to say hi. Hi. I'm so glad to be on Channel 7, and I love all of the viewers.
So she is, I believe, the biggest POA at Channel 7. But I also have a special hello to the weather lady in the morning.
That would be Alexandra
Steele. Yes. Who this morning had a slit that went up her dress all the way up.
You got the semen undies for Alexandra Steele?
I would
never said that before.
I'm saying it now. Uh-huh. Channel 7. Hi, I do ya. Alexandra Steele, I do ya. But beyond that, very low on the hottie scale at Channel 7.
Except for Del Walters. Is he still there?
Yes.
He is still there, yeah.
Yeah, Del. How are you?
that's Mike's thing. All right, Dale, what would you like to interview us about?
I would like to talk to you both.
Sure will be twisted somehow to make us look like...
No. I'm a poor scribe. Teller of stories.
Teller of tales.
Of fact.
A poor scribe.
Okay. Right. Lay it on us.
Hey, Dale. Sorry, I've got Dale on the brain.
I thought you said dull.
Before you begin. And what's your cameraman's name? You introduced me.
Brian.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any DJ in you? You strike me whenever I watch you on the tube that you might have had a background as a DJ.
That, yes.
Okay. All right. That's all right. Now go ahead. Dale.
What was your DJ name?
It was Chuck Dale.
Chuck Dale.
Dale.
That's good.
You're listening to the Chuck Dale Show.
Thank you very much.
How long ago were you in radio?
I knew this was a big mistake. 30 years ago.
Wow. All right.
Hey, there's the shot, Don. There's the shot of the board for your hand.
How about that? You like that? The up and down of the knobs?
This was very cool.
Hey, give Dale some headphones for a second, because I want him to talk up a record.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be great.
You talk up a record and...
Is this going to mess up my hair? I'm a TV guy.
You want to use mine?
No, it's okay.
With my earwax on them?
Oh, yes. Could I, please?
I got new TV-style headphones.
Let me see. Are you familiar with, let me give you something, how about, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes? You know that one?
Yeah, that's,
You know this one, baby? Hold on. I'll time it out for you. Right.
13. Got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Dale on WJFK.
Hold on. Let me do it with the jingle.
All right, the jingle. Go ahead.
Why did you say the Chuck Dale Show?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Chuck Dale Show.
Good afternoon, everybody. 6 minutes now until the noontime hour. You are rocking today with Chuck Dale, Don, and Mike. A blast from the past. A groove from the golden grooveyard of golden goodies. Here we go.
You did good.
Oh, my gosh.
Nailed it.
I'll be at Wendy's next week.
All right, Dale, you nailed it.
All right.
You nailed it. You hit the post.
Now, you've done what we wanted you to do.
Now, go ahead with your silly story.
All right.
Be my guest.
Now, the editorial slant of this story, is this going to be the two rudest men in America?
No.
You went to ground zero of rudeness or something like that?
You are always soft-spoken and demure, and I am here only to reflect that. Again, a poor scribe, the asker of questions. They've done a study. This group...
Don't take a picture of my bald spot, please. I don't care. You can get a shot of my ass, or anything, but not my bald spot.
Please, that. We have done a bit of research here at Channel 7, and we have found that a group called Public Agenda has done a study. They interviewed public relations people and media people as well, and they have come up with the fact that 6 out of 10 Americans now believe that we collectively as Americans are ruder than ever before. And I, again, as a lowly scribe, am here to ask your opinion.
You want to go first, Don?
He just did that.
I just deleted that out.
I looked right in the face of him. F you, Dale.
I wish to God. Sometimes I wish we weren't censored. Oh, that's the funniest thing.
Look him right in the face and said, F you.
Oh, Dale. Oh my God.
All right, so the question really is...
You have a moist towelette?
What is the stupid question again?
What's your opinion of the fact that Americans have gotten ruder?
Are people ruder? Are people ruder collectively? On the phone, people with cell phones?
Yes.
What do you see?
Yes, I see the same thing. Yes. Everybody's a jerk. Dale, you're a jerk.
No.
Put that on TV.
We probably will. I've heard that before.
What's going on? Why is it? Like, you know, you guys do.
Why is it? Look at, let's analyze you. And let's look at why people are angrier. Look at you. You've got a beeper. You've got the cell phone. You've got the fancy watch with the timer on it. You've got to be somewhere. You've got to do something. Everybody's in a give it to me later, give it to me now world. This is why people are angry. Yeah, you're angering me now. Look at the time you're wasting there. I got 2 minutes until the top of the hour. Mike, your turn.
Yeah. All right, let's. Are we all set with the shot?
Absolutely.
Let me just get this moved out of the way.
Yeah.
Dale, I couldn't disagree more with my partner. I don't think Americans have gotten ruder. I think we've gotten more pressure in society. Back in the days when I used to walk to school, it was a simpler time. It was a kinder, as our former wonderful President George Bush Sr. said, a kinder, gentler world. And today, just the pressures of society have caused each and every individual to forget about kindness to one another, about goodness, about
decency. You've got to shorten it if you want to just be the soundbite, though.
I think overall people have gotten ruder. Absolutely. I think people are animals out there, especially when you drive. More so, you see more evidence of rudeness on the highways of the United States of America than I've ever seen before.
But what about things like lunch counters and phone manners? Where did those things go, if they've gone anywhere at all?
I think servers have gotten ruder, and I've left less and less of a tip.
And incidentally, Dale, you would want to put the camera on me for this. This is important now. Channel 7 viewers, don't be rude to your servers, or they will do bad things to your food. Now back to Mike.
Once again, I must disagree that if you get bad service, you do not acknowledge that with an overwhelming tip. I'll take the chance that someone will spit in my food. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. I feel that, Robert. It was great.
Is that it?
He's going to take that, and it's going to be horrible for us.
Turn that into something awful tonight.
This isn't Quo Vadis. This is a couple of shots over here, and away we go.
All right, beautiful.
I'll look forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
From Channel 7, Dale Solly. Let's hear it for him.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you.
Thank you very, very, very much for coming on.
Now, hold on. You know what you want to do? You'll never be able to put this on TV. But come
on. You know, wait a minute. You walked on that, I'm really concerned about that, because let me just do that. Bring the camera back over here one more time, and I just want to say, like I'm looking at Dale. Thank you very, very much for coming on the show, Dale. Come back again real soon. Thank you.
Don't put that on TV.
Please put that on TV. Use that.
Come over here, though, with your cameraman. You can delete this out.
After today, could I practice one thing? Do you want fries with that? That's where it's going to be next week.
You're fine, Dale.
Are you able to pixelate stuff out on TV?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, then come here, and I want to show you. We have something called instant feedback.
All right.
And here you go. Here's some instant feedback from, as you can see, the email is screwyou@AOL.com from your mama house. And I scroll down and it says,
oh my,
you suck. You see sucking effing faggots.
Wow.
There you go.
That's what we deal with each and every
day. There's your rudeness.
There it is.
There you go. Put that on Channel 7 tonight.
Dale, good to see you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Dale Solly from Channel 7.
Tell that lady on Saturday night, wow.
good sense of humor there. I like what he said about your butt. I forgot exactly what it was, but it was dry,
yes,
and it
please.
Was funny.
Oh, yeah, he said, oh
please. Oh, yes, please.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike. Hey, don't let Dale leave yet.
Why?
The comment that Mike just made about driving high on the highway rudely, this coming from a man who drove on the sidewalk.
Hey, a-hole.
But he did
I don't need you to judge me. Do you understand that, MF-er?
I'm just giving you a hard time, Mike.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
You drove politely on the sidewalk.
I had somewhere to be. You know, you nailed it.
You know, you're such a sage. You're a soothsayer. You're a guy that just has a vision.
What?
Sometimes I really, really admire that about you. And I'm not kidding. I swear to God. When you talked about, when you pointed to his beeper, to his cell phone, I swear to God that made sense.
Oh, you know what? The camera's on you. That's why you're doing this now. Here I am thinking you're really listening to me.
No, you know, seriously, I meant that as a serious compliment.
Thanks, Dale. Hey, would you turn the lights back down, Robbie? Thank you.
No, that's a good thing. That is really the reason. I agree with you. That's the reason everybody's gotten more of an attitude, is because we all have somewhere to be. We all have our goddamn beepers. And
we're right to be angry.
And we're angry because there's more pressure. There's more pressure on our kids. There's more pressure on us. I mean, there's more pressure on marriages.
Listen, you sea-sucking effing faggots.
That was our instant feedback.
I hope that makes it on Channel 7 pixelated. Because the guy came over and he actually took a picture with the camera of my computer screen over here.
Is there any way we could get the little beep in the initial question where you said F you to Dale?
That'd be great.
That ought to be taped and put in the archives. Because that was a moment.
I do believe Dale's comment to the instant feedback, not on mic, was, oh dear.
Oh dear. He does seem like a rather mild-mannered man.
Nice fellow, though.
Very nice guy.
Beautiful in person.
And we'll decide that tomorrow after we see the piece.
Yeah. And quite the DJ.
Yeah.
You know, give him credit for being the big boss with the hot sauce.
How do you feel about rudeness in America? Oh, F you, Dale. Oh.
All right.
Look,
hey.
Oh,
hey.
What a shame.
Souvenir.
Look at the souvenir. That is something from the groove yard.
Dale left his microphone.
Fantastic.
So cool. Dale left his microphone.
He's not going to want it back.
The microphone's going into a certain place. There you go. The microphone is going into a certain place.
Get out of here, Lisa. Get out of here, Lisa. Come on, get out of here.
They want it.
They can have it back.
They can have it back. They may want to sterilize it. After where it's been.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Rob.
Oh, God.
There.
I want to make sure that Alexander Steele is the first to use the microphone. There you go.
Hold it close to your mouth.
There you go.
Hey, there's a hair in my windscreen.
I didn't have it at the bad place. I just put it down the front of my underpants.
Yeah. There you go. Lisa's holding it at arm's length now.
Yeah. Right. She didn't dream about that. Oh, excuse me.
Man.
That's right. She doesn't. I'm just a 5.1.
You know something? We ought to bring a TV crew in here more often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fun.
There goes Mark.
Is it Brian?
Brian.
I got to get his name wrong 15 times. Is it Brian, the cameraman from Channel 7?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, it's Dale Sully. How you guys doing, you sea suckers?
Hey, Mike Landis, guy. I thought you were banned.
No, I'm dead. Mike Landis is dead, remember?
Oh, that's right. He's dead. He's left Channel 5.
Dale Sully.
No, Dale Sully, he has reincarnated himself.
Oh, my God.
Love you guys.
All right.
Thank you for the interview, you sea suckers.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Right now. Oh, always fun to have TV.
Oh, Christ. I swear, I really put that microphone, that big, that spongy thing in that big blue 7,
right.
Put it right down the front of my underpants and rubbed it all over my genital area.
Wish it was a hotter day.
You know, and I really, now that thinking about it in retrospect, I should be the one who should be worried, because God knows how many mouths that microphone has touched.
Right. Yeah, if you begin to itch uncontrollably later on today.
For just a moment there, 7 was on your side.
Yeah, they were Buzz.
Bada bing. Buzz took his pills today.
He's funny pills.
He has those days, the once about every 3 months or so.
This is it, everybody.
Enjoy it.
You're wondering when Buzz is actually good on the show.
Yeah.
Well, this would be one of the days.
He's actually made me laugh 3 times today.
No, I'm kidding. Buzz is good 3 out of 5 days.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Kara Costello? You used to talk about her being hottie at one time.
Yeah, she left Channel 7 to go work at CNN.
Is that where she went?
Yep, you can. I think she's on in the morning on CNN.
You know, I have to pay more attention to the TV hotties. We used to do that a lot. There's a lot of new blood out there. There's a lot of new blood on Headline News and on CNN on the weekends. There is some real quality out there right now.
And the new trend that I'm all for is the Chinese chicks. God damn. Every station now has a hot Chinese girl.
Is Sherry Macias still over at Channel 4?
No, she quit.
Oh, she did?
But they replaced her with...
You knew that was coming.
They replaced her with...
this man. With this woman.
They took the China doll from Channel 9. The China doll worked at Channel 9, and she was hired by Channel 4. And they got better makeup people at Channel 4.
Yeah.
So now the Chinese reporter on Channel 4, who used to work at Channel 9, hot.
But Sherry Macias is gone?
Yeah, she quit.
Where'd she go?
She quit. Don't know.
Oh, man. Don't know.
Don't know.
Where is she gone?
Don't know.
Don't know.
But all the stations now, they all got a hot Chinese broad. I like that.
I do, too.
I like that. I just wish they were more developed.
I like that.
Yeah.
Top side?
I wish they all didn't have the body of
what's his name? Who's the kid that was in the Haley Joel Osment?
Oh dear!
All the Chinese news ladies have like bodies of like 12-year-old boys.
Not all of them.
Name one Asian with big boobs.
Okay, you got me there. I'm
sure in your film library.
Oh yeah,
Asia Carrera.
Okay,
Asia Carrera.
There you go.
Not even a hot girl like Lucy Ling.
Right.
Or Lisa Liu.
Who's the one that was in Charlie's Angels?
Lucy Liu.
How about Connie?
No.
I mean, I know she's older.
Now, Connie,
she's
Connie
woman.
Chung?
Yeah.
Connie's like Barbara Walters.
Here's Connie Chung.
Connie Chung.
I bet she's got a balcony.
But she hides it because she's sneaky.
I don't know.
Rob.
Right. She does that.
Rob.
What? Hello?
There he goes. He had to sneak in his hate.
Getting back to World War II, Rob.
Yeah, sneaky.
You never forget.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, this is John. I'm a listener in Wichita. I wanted to call and find out if you guys are going to be on today.
Well, let me tell you this, that you may hear the show on KFH today. You may not hear it today on KFH. Very soon, the new home of the Don and Mike show will be Fly 92.7, KANR. That is
AM 92.7.
92.7 FM.
Oh, FM. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. I had called KFH, and they said that they weren't sure if they were going to play you guys or not, so I thought I'd just...
No, I'm sure after today they probably won't, and then
that's fine with us.
Then tomorrow we'll be on radio station KANR, Fly 92.7.
We're excited about that.
The brand new home of the Don and Mike Show, and they're getting it for FREE.
Out of spite.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you kind of worried about what you do with that microphone?
I think perhaps I voiced the same complaint, the same concern myself.
Well, you know, there is such a thing as microphone herpes.
Yeah, right. I said that, you know, I had the microphone by my genitals, and who knows whose mouth that's been by.
That's right.
You know, it's all about you.
And I'm thinking, well, of course it is. Listen, you're calling me.
So that microphone will now give you genital herpes.
It is all about me.
That's right.
Thank you.
Great show.
I don't disagree. From my standpoint, it's all about me. As I think about the people who work at Channel 7 and maybe who have used that mic screen over the years, and I'm talking, you go way back in the day, back when they had...
Fred Weiss.
That's a perfect pull. Fred Weiss, the guy.
Whitey.
The Ted Baxter lookalike guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Fred Weiss. Hello, here's the news. I have mouth herpes. There we are. It's all over every microphone I've ever used. There it is.
And you know who else used to work at Channel 7? Big Don O'Brien.
Right. And let's not forget the Rene Poussin era.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Who knows what I've got going on in my pants right
sure,
now.
Sure, absolutely. All on the same windscreen.
That was probably a big mistake.
Whitey. Oh, I've got a sore.
Fred Weiss, you get the prize.
Yeah. Many moons ago.
No more calls. We have a winner with Fred Weiss.
And then if you go over to Channel 9, for God's sakes, don't use Davy Marlon Jones' microphone.
Oh, no!
I believe there's a quilt somewhere for Davy Marlon Jones, Mike. I mean, I'm pretty sure,
yeah,
right?
Think, yeah, he might not longer no longer be with us.
I think so. Hello, Don and Mike Show. He might have been struck by Henry V. Hello?
Gotcha.
Hello, how you doing?
The high five.
Henry V. Is that the new one for it?
Yeah.
Dropping a deuce, you brought that back from vacation, too. The big thing, real popular in my neighborhood.
Hello.
Hey, it's Don and Mike.
Yes, it's us. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? So I want to ask a question. Who do you think, number one, the hottest woman in TV right now? If you had to pick one lady better than everybody else.
Now, you're talking national?
Yeah. All the TV shows you can, maybe.
Oh, are you talking about news?
Yeah, news anchor people, news women you see.
There's a lady that's
in the field.
There's a lady that's anchoring now that I think is the most gorgeous woman I've seen anchor the news, and I don't know her name.
What's the channel?
I think it might be Headline News.
I know I like the girl on Fox News Channel.
Is she Asian or American?
No, she's
a
round
eye. This girl's a brunette. The girl I'm talking about is a brunette with big, full lips.
She's a round eye, the girl I like on Fox News Channel. Let me see. Who would I do, though? I would do...
What would you do?
I would probably do, if she took her glasses off, probably that Ashley Banfield. I'm buying in the hype on that a little bit.
Yeah, but I think Ashley Banfield is like, you know, she's always over there in Afghanistan wearing a big fluffy parka. You never get a real look at the goods.
I've seen her, though. I've seen her, like, walking around New York, walking around Ground Zero.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, she's probably got, she's probably a B-cup.
Got a little junk in the trunk, though?
Maybe so.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you who, definitely who I wouldn't do. I mean, I would do a man before I would do Christine Yamapura.
Amanpour. Christiana Amanpour. I'd do her.
Oh, please, she's probably got a bigger penis than I do.
No, I like her. I think she, when she pretties herself up, she could be nice. Not a real big fan of the hair, though.
When she pretties herself up, when has she ever prettied herself up?
In my dreams. Maybe at a correspondence dinner or two.
Okay.
An event we've never been invited to, incidentally.
She is a man. She's a total man. She has, like, facial hair and stuff.
I was reading the list of the guest list in the Washington Post of the White House correspondence dinner.
Yeah.
You know, and I was thinking, isn't that just surreal if somebody ever really wanted to put us on a guest list? You know, where we'd sit at the table. Yeah, they were talking about Donald Rumsfeld and, you know, Condoleezza Rice and all these people that were going to be there at the correspondence dinner. And, you know, I was looking, and these are like trade organizations. It's like, come on, bring us.
They're never going to bring us.
Love to go sometime.
They're never going to bring us.
Love to go sometime.
The only president, and listen, we have to give him his props.
Right.
The only president, and we've been working together in Washington, D.C. for 16 years, right. Me and Mike have. The only president that ever treated us right was old Ronnie Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, we were invited to the Easter egg roll.
Every year we were invited.
Wow. Every year they brought us down there.
Every year we did.
Since then, nothing, no invites during the Clinton administration.
No, right.
No invites after you supported George W. Bush.
And George Sr. gave us nothing either.
No, nothing at all.
That's it. Now, when Reagan was the man...
Yeah, I remember that lady's name. She had a real goofy name, like Cookie or something like that.
Like, we were allowed to come
park. Pippi Longstocking, like right. The White House Director of Public Affairs.
Remember we were given, like, the upfront places to park?
Yeah.
Where we parked our car next to the, next to Paul Barry's Bentley, and the, and it was... and he put out his little stool, and he jumped out on the little stool.
And they even invited us back after you signed the eggs Joe Blow.
They have a big line where they had, like, a bunch of Redskins players. And
that would have been this past Monday, and, of course, yes. W blew his opportunity to, you know, to reverse the trend.
So they had this big table where they had all of these pseudo-celebrities assigning Easter eggs for kids, and I got bored after a while, and I really started signing the Easter eggs Joe Blow. And they knew about it, and they laughed about it. The people in the Reagan White
House. Some linebacker for the Skins was, you know, I don't know who it was. Hold was on. laughing his ass.
The guy thinks he knows who the girl you like is on Headline News. Hey, Rob?
Hey, buddies.
Hey, who do you think it is?
Well, her first name is Rudy, and the last name is like some sort of Indian kind of name, like three syllables. But I agree with you. She's like the hottest hottie.
Wait, Rob has picked up on something.
Rudy's nuts.
No, it wasn't. No, really, it's Rudy. She's
okay. Rudy who?
Some sort of Indian last name. But really? I know the girl you're talking about. Unfortunately, you can only see her head up there, and you don't know what the rest of her body looks like.
Do you know what time she's on?
It's always at night. It's always like 11 to like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Super hot. All right, man. Bye.
Thank you. Super hot. Right. Imagine that. Being so desperate, you're sitting there watching Headline News.
Franker babes.
Working your man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Maybe.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, cool.
Rudy Bakhtiar. Bakhtiar, but it's not her.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question. You're talking about the radio station in Wichita going from AM to FM?
Yeah.
How do they do that? Because, I mean, I always thought that you either had to build an AM station or build an FM station.
Well, no, it's a company. Everything in radio is conglomerate now, meaning that everything is owned by either one of two companies. And as it turns out, in Wichita, 7, 8, or 9 stations in town are owned by one company, and they're all in one building.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that if they have the format, as in this case on KFH, the FM station was a jazz station that had been doing crappy in the ratings, they just simulcast an AM on the FM. It happens all the time.
Okay. Hey, listen, I also wanted to make a comment. I'm on big-breasted Oriental women.
On big-breasted Oriental women, yes.
Yeah. There's one out there. She's a big-breasted model named Minka. You can reach her at her website at minka@xxx.com.
She's Minka?
Minka.
Hey, Joe, and incidentally, I like the pictures when we're talking about people. Minka. I like rushing in the pictures. That's very, very cool.
Minka.com. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Minka@xxx.
That's Rudy Bakhtiar, if you want to look at her.
Let me take a quick look.
Joe brought it in, and I like Joe doing that. That's very good.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, Minka is gross.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it, Buzz?
Buzz. Huge.
What is it? Turn it around.
Larger than basketball.
Turn the screen around. Let me see it.
This is just, I don't know if you'll be able to see it from there, but this is just...
Pretty big.
It's a bit much.
Oh, they're like those 64 double Ds.
Yeah.
Mickey Knockers.
Yeah, like that.
There's Sophia Choi.
Yeah.
There's Sophia Choi on him.
She's a hot Asian chick.
Yeah.
She's pretty good. Yeah, and that other one that Buzz is looking at the website, you're right, Rob. She looks like Nikki Knockers. Absolutely. Okay, we got a couple more real quick. Here we go. Sharon Collins from CNN.
All right, let me see.
And then just another picture of that...
I don't like her.
Rudy Bakhtiar. Okay, we have to break, correct? So we don't get caught up like we did yesterday.
I'd like to have them all in here naked, though.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
Well, something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no tie show.
Right.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
I can turn myself on a dozen different ways.
The Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen these pedophiles?
I got a Mr. Potato Head in my panties. What is this?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can't be serious. The show's like crap.
The Don and Mike Show. Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFN. 1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027.
Right.
They're ready to believe you. God loves the Don and Mike Show.
Heard his voice about a million times there. Joining us now is our voice guy.
Yeah, he's sitting in one chair. His testicles are sitting in the other chair.
Our friend Dude Walker. Hi, Dude.
Hey, man. How are you? Is this the mic that works here?
Yes, it is. That's it. That's, you've got the one that works.
Oh, wonderful.
It's Dude Walker. If there's anything that anybody needs said, now would be the time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and if there's a word, perhaps you're taping the show today, there's something you would like Dude to say.
Yeah, Dude is here, and he's kind of like at your service, which is very cool.
I wish I'd been here a little while ago when you said that guy to the TV guy. I could have said it in a nice big voice.
The FU.
Yeah, and here we have that isolated now.
Do you really?
When he looks at me straight in the face, he says, "How do you feel about that?" And this is what I said to him. It was, "F*** you, Dale."
Do we have the whole thing?
No, is that all we have?
Well, I can get the whole thing. Guess
gee, it doesn't work with just that.
No, it doesn't. Just you, Dale.
Oh, geez, the guy must have just fainted when you did that.
No, you need more. You need more than that.
Sorry. Let's
see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys? I got a complaint.
Of course.
Great.
You know, I love your show and everything, but the thing is I don't like your new intro, outro, break thing that goes woo woo woo.
Now, why do you have a problem with that?
What?
Why do you have a problem with that?
Well, Mike, I mean, you guys have been in radio for 15 years, and I expect a little, you know, more from you guys and something to just...
We've been in radio for both of us over 20 years.
Right. Well, I mean, together, I mean.
Yeah, and?
I don't know. Just come up with something else, will you, please?
No. What you have to be specific as to what you don't like about it before we're going to, leap off and change something just for you, dumbass.
Well, it's just I like the other one better because it had, like, the patriotic thing going on.
Right. Well, I kind of think we're past that.
Yeah.
And not that we're past being patriotic, but we're past, I, for one, find it... kind of untasteful when I'm watching some crappy show on TV about things that you find in alligators, like when they cut an alligator open and you see at the bottom of the screen the Fox logo that's got the little red, white, and blue on it.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know we're patriotic. We don't have to play the dun, 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 dun.
Made that clear.
And it was just a way of just changing things up.
Are you guys siding with Osama now? What's going on with you guys?
Yeah, that's why we changed it, because we believe Osama's right.
Oh, man. Well, go to Alpha.
Oh. Screw you.
No, you don't get your plug for your website.
Goodbye.
You don't get the plug for the website.
Well, you really want it anyway.
You know, I got a funny story here, though, that somebody's... God damn it. I'm so unorganized today. I pride myself, dude, on my organization, and today I'm unorganized.
You got stickies on everything over there. So many paper, little dots and color codes.
Yeah, here it is. Okay. This is from...
You got a lot of stuff there. There's a lot of stuff to organize. That's why you get disorganized.
This is from Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
And everybody's now calling with stuff for Dude Walker.
Incidentally, I do think I know the headline news anchor, since we were talking about that last. I think it might be Robin Mead. Robin Mead is, there's Robin Mead for you, right there.
Take a look at her. Not surprised. She has a look you like.
Yeah, pretty. You know, the,
No, you know what I mean? That's your type.
You know, you say it. You say it with such a tone about it.
That's your type.
I like the blonde, too. Yes, Rob. Oh, you want to see?
Yeah. You look at it. Isn't that Mike's type?
She's hot. She would be anybody.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
I'm not saying she's not hot.
He's trying to diminish it, is what he's trying. How about the blonde, though? The blonde, the Stouffer lady, she's hot, too.
Great frozen.
She's not your type. This girl, though, this broad, she's your type.
You know,
Robin
good.
Mead.
Good, but the way you said it was the way you said it.
Look at her.
Yeah, she's your type.
Look at her. Yeah.
You have a type, too.
I know I do.
Yeah, you have a type.
And I wouldn't take that as an insult.
Next time that comes up, though, I'm going to say it the same way. I'm just going to go, yeah, she's your type.
Oh, that's fine.
She's a hottie, that one right there.
I'm not doubting the fact that she's...
You don't think she's a hottie?
I think she's very hot. I'm just saying she's your type.
You didn't say it like that, though, initially. You said...
Yeah, she's your type.
That's
how you said it.
Right.
All right, listen, hold on. From Spokane, Washington.
Yes, sir.
Osama.
Go ahead. I'm just giving you a hard time. It's because dude's in here. I'm showing off. All right, go ahead.
Osama bin Laden. Is that Osama on your cell phone? I don't know if this is a true story. We're on in Spokane. We're on right now in Spokane, as a matter of fact. A guy named Bob, first name Bob, doesn't give his last name, has registered his phone under the name Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
Which means when he calls people on their caller ID, it shows up as Osama bin Laden.
Well, that's not really funny, is it?
The FBI says they're getting complaints about this.
I imagine so.
The FBI said they called him up to tell the guy that this was in poor taste. Of course, the guy didn't believe that the guy was really with the FBI. And now he's having second thoughts.
Yeah, he's probably getting a little law enforcement coming down on him a little bit.
I bet he is. So if anybody,
can you imagine seeing that on your caller ID, though? That would be freaky.
Wouldn't it come up backwards, though? It would be bin Laden, comma, Osama.
Yeah, it would, right.
That's right.
And maybe somebody from Spokane knows if this is a true. You got it, Buzz?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, it is a true story.
It is true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shows up on caller ID as Osama bin Laden.
That's incredible.
What a douchebag.
A spooky. Well, let him do it. I mean, don't you have to talk to a Verizon representative to get that?
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's like the license plate thing. That you could probably sneak it by him. You could probably...
If you get a dumb enough person who's working on the other end.
And that's what happened.
And you pronounce it differently, you know, and you say, like, Osama bin Laden?
He gets his cell phone from a company. You've heard of them. Cricket? Cricket Cell Phone Company?
Yeah.
He went to them. I thought so. And the people there didn't recognize the name Osama bin Laden and approved it.
There you go.
That's how he got it.
You could say... Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, right.
You know, and
right.
You could probably just, you know, get it through and then just get right. Because they don't care. They don't pay attention.
All right, here's the full tape of me saying F you to Dale Solly from Channel 7.
We have done a bit of research here at Channel 7, and we have found that a group called Public Agenda has done a study. They interviewed public relations people and media people as well. And they have come up with the fact that 6 out of 10 Americans now believe that we collectively as Americans are ruder than ever before. And I, again, as a lowly scribe, am here to ask... your opinion.
You want to go first, Don?
Please.
You, Dale. Perfect. Yeah, you got to hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
You can't just hear it out of context.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want that.
Hello, Juice.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Juice. Oh, you have something for Dude Walker to say?
Yeah.
All right.
You can say, at least they smell better than Haitians.
Oh, I don't know.
Here we go.
I don't know.
I was thinking more along. I was thinking more along the lines of maybe personal messages or words that you wanted to say.
I'm not going to. I don't think Mr. Walker is going to do that.
I'm not so sure that's true either. Really.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey.
That's
hello,
funny.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Time machine.
Pardon me?
Mobile. Yeah, I got a scooter update for you.
Scooter from Mobile, Alabama?
Mike mentioned him Monday on the show.
The Rain Man guy?
How's he doing?
He's doing well. He can't call you guys anymore because he got in trouble from his family because they thought you guys made fun of him.
Not us.
And, I was going to say, there's...
How could his family get mad at him? Isn't his mother terminally, like, sick?
No, she's getting better.
Hey, but wait a minute. I mean, yeah, we had a little fun with Scooter, but by and large, we were kind of... enamored of his prowess as a memory guy.
He's like a Rain Man guy when it comes to sports.
That's how I figured out. I know there's tens of thousands of scooters here in Mobile, but he walked up and said his name was Scooter, and I asked him a baseball question right off the bat, and it was boom.
What does Scooter look like?
Does he look like Cameron Diaz's brother? Something about Mary.
Right, set scenes.
Actually, that's pretty close. He looks like Dennis Murphy with less hair and one more hand.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right, fantastic.
All right, so what you're saying is handsome. I got you.
Pretty.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Mike from Philly.
Hi, Mike.
I heard that dude is in the studio.
Yes.
I'd like to hear my favorite all-time quote. God damn it.
Everybody loves that one.
Can I get it?
It's a fan favorite.
Thank you very much.
All right,
are we rolling?
Thank you, Steve.
All right. God damn it.
There you go.
There it is for you.
Ask for it, you receive it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
How you doing, man? Hey, I wanted Dude Walker to do a thing for you guys.
No, it's not for us.
But can't listen to really.
You have to pay for that, sir.
They can request anything.
Okay, right? I'll let you request.
All right.
You know the song by Jay-Z? Girls, 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 I do adore. Don and Mike, like that.
Oh, I'm going to sing now?
Dude only says stuff.
No, he can say it. He can say it. If you listen to the song, Jay-Z didn't rap.
Just for this guy, just say, girls, 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 I do adore.
Don and Mike.
Girls, 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 I do adore.
No.
Don and Mike. Hey, shut up. I'm doing it.
Directing. All right, hello. Don and Mike show.
God.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Interrupting?
Hey, I'm driving home from a funeral on the Jersey Turnpike, listening on NEW, and we're driving back to Washington, and, you know, it really cheered me up to hear Dude Walker say my nickname in a real, like, nice, drawn-out manner.
All right, now this, unless we're being set up for the bad joke of all time, this is kind of what I envisioned. Dude's here, so you can say something.
Cheering you up coming back from a funeral.
No, that's deadly serious.
All right, go ahead.
My son passed away. My nickname is Evil Boy. E-V-I-L-B-O-Y.
Evil Boy. Okay.
All right, give him a 3-2-1 count on that, dude.
Nice long one.
Okay, so what are you going to record it? All right.
Yeah.
All right. 3-2-1. Evil Boy.
Thank you, Don. I'm
going to
hang up
and
listen.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Have fun. Have a happy day.
Damn, you got some balls on you.
You
dude.
Do. He just sits here and does it. Incredible. And, he's actually got a big package underneath him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was wondering if Dude Walker could do something from an old comedy where it goes, fat guy in a little coat.
Okay. You know that's from Tommy Boy, right?
Yeah, Tommy Boy, yeah.
Right.
Okay, that's a good one for Dave.
All right, here we go. Fat guy in a little coat.
That's nice.
I like it, good.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
This is good. Now the creativity is coming out of our listeners.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, your buddy Jim Nance got whipped by Bobby Knight in today's USA Today sports page regarding his comments on Monday night's game.
Well, I mean, everybody knows that Jim Nance was saying some things about Bobby Knight. Did Bobby Knight counter those comments?
He said that Bobby Knight basically said, he goes, I haven't spoken to the guy for 10 minutes in my entire life. He should pay attention more to basketball and not worry about what I'm doing.
I agree with Bobby Knight. Hello, Don and Mike show.
As always.
Yeah, I got one for him.
Yeah.
Can he say, go ahead, grow a growler in the shower?
Would you say that, dude?
All right, here we go. All right. Go ahead, grow a growler in the shower.
Yeah, as deep as you can go.
All right, here we go. Go ahead, grow a growler in the shower.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Hello. Isn't that usually makes the shower time a little longer.
Hello.
Hey, guys, I got two.
Okay.
First one. Moist as a buttermilk biscuit, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, just moist as a buttermilk biscuit.
Really, all right. Moist as a buttermilk biscuit.
And the other one I got is Fear Their Turtle.
Fear Their Turtle.
Okay. I like it better when people call just with the personal stuff.
I enjoy that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'd like them to say CU and Tijuana, not Toledo.
All right, excellent. How about CU and Tijuana?
I have one more, too.
And then, really, can I make a request when you do the Tijuana?
Well, I'm confused now. There's three things backed up here.
See you in Tijuana. When you say the Tijuana, can you... Tijuana.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah. See you in Tijuana.
Okay. Can I do a personal one?
Yeah.
This is East Coast Bob.
East Coast Bob, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. This is East Coast Bob.
See, fantastic. Thank you, my friend.
Everybody
that's... Bye-bye. Little pirate internet stations, and they're going to put all this stuff on there and put me out of business.
Well, I was saying, everybody that calls now, where dude has done this for them, they're going to have a little tape recorder and play their intro.
Hello, Don and Mike. Right. Right. Evil boy.
This is East Coast Bob.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, radio gods.
Hi there.
Got one for the Dude Meister.
Yes.
Tastes better when wet.
Whatever. That's cool. Right. Tastes better when wet.
Whatever, whatever makes you happy.
I'm digging this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Does it though?
Hey, Don and Mike, can I hear Guy say, this anal itch is killing me?
This what?
What's killing me?
Anal itch is killing me.
This anal itch is killing me.
Well, stand up for God's sake.
Okay, here you go. That's a good one for dude to say.
All right. This anal itch is killing me.
I kind of think we're going to get some use out of these, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
You know, I'm already envisioning. We just put all these on a rotating card. Just to do Ask Dude Walker. Just ask him questions. Using some of these responses. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Hi, Dude Walker.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. Can you say from King of the Hill, Bobby Hill, where he goes, that's my purse, I don't know you.
Just say, that's my purse, I don't know you.
That's my purse, I don't know you.
Thank you.
It's so out of contact.
Really? I don't know what the heck that was.
Love it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
How about from Animal House? Do you mind if we dance with your old dates?
Okay. All
right. Everybody's getting crazy now.
Do I have to say it just that way, though?
Yeah, you do.
Well, I still have to get to my car after this, you know. Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Thanks, dude.
Well done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can I have Dude Walker say, sorry, radio boy? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Let me write that down. NY, how many A's? Sorry, radio boy. Yeah.
Great, thanks.
I think you're right about all these internet radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
Guys who have their bedroom radio stations.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about tighter than a crab's a-hole?
How about it, dude? How about it?
On a hot summer night.
Oh, God, here we go. This guy from the Eastern Shore here.
It on.
Oh. Tighter than a crab's a-hole on a... What was it? What night was it?
On a warm summer night.
On a warm summer night. Okay.
We got to be quiet because...
Hot summer night.
I like the silence behind this.
Well, you know, the night doesn't really matter, does it, sir? I mean,
sure it does.
It's tight, so it, you know.
It does.
All right.
The best time to eat a crab.
Tighter...
Stop it.
That made you laugh.
That guy's cracking me up.
Who's snorting here?
Okay, sir.
All right. Tighter than a crab's a-hole on a hot summer night.
Thank you.
Perfect. There you go. We got time for a couple more. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got one for Dude Walker.
Yes.
Go ahead. Squeeze my banana.
No, I don't think so. I think we're going to go right over to the other fruits here.
Come on, dude. Come on. Just give the guy a
play along. Go ahead. Grab my banana.
Thank you.
It was a squeeze.
It was squeezed. Well, I'd rather grab first.
He's getting belligerent.
That was my banana, Dad.
Hello.
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 Yeah, hi.
Can you do I'm a Slave for You?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, do it in your sexiest voice, dude.
Yeah, here we go.
Yes.
I'm a slave for you.
Yeah. That was just Britney Spears right there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that a lot.
Mm. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Ooh. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to hear Juice say, release the hounds.
Release the hounds.
Thanks.
Hey, dude, can you do one for me?
All right, right.
You just really, you know, just drag it out a little bit. Do this one. I was happy.
I was happy.
Thank you. It's a little private joke.
Yeah, I love Don and Mike show. Hello.
I love that awkward silence.
Hello, radio show.
I guess.
All right, I'll take one more call here. Hello, Don and Mike. Josh, hello.
How you doing? Is there any way you could say two things from American Psycho? Do you like Huey Lewis? And don't just stare at it, eat it.
Yeah, I think we've already got we've got the don't just stare at it, eat it as a drop already.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like Huey Lewis?
Yeah, that's a good one. Do you like Huey Lewis?
Do you like Huey Lewis?
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hmm? Bye-bye. All right, since we already had that, let's get one more. Hello, Dan, you're the last call here. Hello, Dan.
All right, I got two of them for dude.
Okay.
One, who opened the clam dip?
I like it.
These guys, sign him up, he's good.
All right. Who opened the clam dip?
Okay, and two, man, my eyes are burning.
Man, my eyes are burning.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, bravo. Good one. Good one. Yeah. One more is requested by Rob Bay.
Oh, this is cool. This is cool. Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and replaced it with chocolate chip ice cream?
There it is.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right.
The great Dude Walker, our voice talent.
Thank you, dude.
Nice dropping by. I know I was kind of rude doing that.
You are welcome anytime on the show, dude.
Always. Nice to see you guys. Take care.
Thank you, Dude Walker, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there he goes. Yes, thanks.
He gives Mike the point. Take care.
Dude was very concerned about me. That's why he stopped by today.
Fellow Connecticuter here. Yes. You know, I worry about you.
We're from the same part of the country, and I appreciate your concern.
How about those Yukon women, huh?
Yeah. Isn't it a great state to be from?
And the team ain't bad either. I was talking about it.
All right.
All right, goodbye, dude. See you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, dude, walk right in.
Pretty funny. Guy's like a big-time, huge, major announcer.
National.
Comes in and says this stuff for you people.
He just came in to hang.
Squeeze on my banana.
Squeeze on my banana. My favorite would have been at the end, who opened the clam dip.
Yeah. And, Robbie, we can't put all those on a cart. And at some point... when you guys have forgotten about this,
right?
We'll just do an episode of How Are You Doing, Dude?
Hey, dude, what's happening?
And we'll just ask him questions.
Why do you feel that way?
And you guys give us a lot of good stuff like my eyes are burning.
Yes. Right. Who opened the clam dip?
Who opened the clam dip?
I'm over here now.
we got tons of great stuff with dude. We're up on a break. Oh, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. I don't know what I've been thinking. I just don't know what I've been thinking.
It's a special day.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it! Ferocious, aren't I?
When I think of asses, woman's ass... something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
A constant barrage of eye-opening conspiracies and ad-libbed innuendo.
Let me ask ye a question as flesh is justice.
The Don and Mike.
Devoured by filth.
What do you think of Don and Mike?
Oh, mister. I just love them.
Don and Mike.
They make me feel all warm.
Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Right on.
Tonight, your Gunner Balls are coming back to the D.C. Metro. Tonight, please to join your Fighting Gunner Balls as we triumphantly return to action tonight with our bowling team. We're going to be at Strike Bethesda, where we take on the Pin Pals. Love to see you. We'll be wearing our brand new bowling shirts, right. Like you care. Tonight at 8 o'clock, come on out to have a drink.
We're going to win tonight.
Yeah, watch us bowl, and we'd love to meet you. This is not a threat, it's a promise. Coming soon, the all-caller show.
Yay.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Not going to tell you when we're going to do it, but sometime very soon, all callers. No us, just you.
You will carry the show. It's all about you. 4 hours of you.
Scary. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was wondering if you could tell me what eventually happened in Wichita yesterday, because they are interrupting your show today for a Wichita State baseball game, and didn't know, and they weren't carrying you live, so I didn't know what.
You are absolutely asking me that the station in Wichita is not even going to air the show today?
No, it is carrying a Wichita State baseball game.
There you go. Now, I don't know whether that boy, you see, they could make a case for that was already scheduled, but no way.
Oh, Christ.
There's no way they've done
it. Yeah, but they didn't even carry you live on the FM station at all.
No, we know that. The deal is that we want out of KFH. Unfortunately, I guess everything that we said today on the air will not be heard in Wichita today if they're going to be running some...
Yeah, they can play that game for as long as they want.
Right, they can preempt the show all they want. The deal is... I don't know how we get the word to Wichita if we're not on the radio there today.
Right.
That the new station is going to be KANR.
We get the word out through our new home.
Wow,
Fly 92.7.
Yeah,
let them go on the air and say that.
Well, you know, the guy talked to Charlie, right? Do we have any of the deals worked out?
Well, you know, I mean, there's stuff that they got to do.
Right.
I mean,
sure.
We've got to break the deal with KFH first, and then they've got to, even though it's free, they've still got to sign the paper.
Right, absolutely.
So, I mean, appreciate
the information. Toodaloo, ass.
All right, toodaloo, ass. But,
I've just been wanting to say that forever.
All right, the new station in Wichita, we hope, if we have anything to say about it, will be KANR, Fly 92.7.
Yeah, and we hope that works out, and we will keep you advised. You'll know. Of course, who are we talking to now?
I don't know.
So we're not talking to anybody, so it doesn't matter.
The people of Wichita are not going to hear us today because of some dumb baseball game.
I'll tell my dad.
There you go. And your dad will tell everybody in Wichita.
That's right. Tell your dad. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Robbie.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
You know, this is why I really wish... You know what we got to do? I know we've talked about it, and we talked about it with my neighbor Gary, who moved out of the country, a guy who worked for Nortel. We really got to get our own website so that we can get our information out there.
Yeah.
So that, for instance, in this situation, the people of Wichita are not going to be able to hear the show today.
Right.
They would have some way of knowing. They say, you know, go to this website.
Right.
You know, all right, I get to work on it, I promise.
It's easy to do.
I promise.
There are people out there that can help you with that.
Because I've already got, I mean, the one domain name that the guy didn't snap up was DonGeronimo.com. And
right.
We could use that at least temporarily. We
sure.
could use that.
Sure.
Temporarily. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we'll use that just as a news and information site for
right.
the show.
Absolutely.
If there's, like, for instance, for the people in Wichita today who can't hear this, they would know that they could go to a website where they could get some real facts about what's happening.
Absolutely.
Hey, yes, Tom. Tom, how do you spell website?
Web. Site.
Yes.
WABSET.
Webset.
Correct. What can we do for you, Tom?
I just want to know what I heard you did an April Fool's trick with Alan Langwine on Tuesday.
You don't miss a trick, Tom.
It was Monday or Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday.
It would be Monday.
It was Monday.
Monday, you left him in there and you let him do the whole 4-hour show?
Yes.
Why don't you let me come in?
No.
Hey, wait a minute.
No.
Watch it.
No.
Watch it.
No.
Watch it.
No.
Mike.
How do you spell mental?
M-E-L-L-E-Y.
Melly.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Where's Charlie?
Right here, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Lala. Lala.
Lala.
How do you spell, Tom? How do you spell IQ?
IQ, IQ, I did it.
You did it, yeah, did way to go.
I did it. I did it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Is this a man or a woman?
Huh?
Who knows?
Well, I sound like.
Is this a shim?
Is this a female? What can we do for you, sir? Hello?
No, Don, I knew you back when you worked at WTGC.
This sounds like a guy.
It's a guy pretending to be a girl.
Not exactly. Do you remember Sharon, the security guard?
There was no security guard when I worked at WPGC.
There was at the COQ building?
At the what building?
Capital Office Park?
Don't remember it.
Oh, I remember.
Now, she does have a right that that was the old WPGC.
Well, come on, give him more information.
Yeah.
like who worked there at the time, or
yeah,
they were just finishing the building. I remember that.
Yeah, that sounds female.
All right. Well, who else worked there at the time?
Let's see if I could. Oh, well, the black guy. I can't think of it right now.
A black guy.
Uh huh.
You know, in this day and age, it would sound funny, you know. But I can say this really from WPGC back when I worked there back in the day. A black guy at PGC? Please. You know, now, right. You know, the brother station, they're right. The number one station in D.C., but
who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Back in the day, I was the closest thing they had to a black guy at WPGC.
Sharon?
Yes?
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, that's why I was calling Don. Well, he doesn't remember me, so I'll say Lucy Liu. It was two. Dispute the fact that Japanese-American girls cannot have big boobs.
Are they yours?
Oh, they're mine. Fully mine.
Well, and do you have the rest of you a good body?
Well, yes. I guess, you know, you consider 5'2" and 98 pounds a good body.
If this is the case, if you really worked at PGC back in the day, and we were talking like early 80s, why don't you come down here and maybe I will recognize you?
I'm sure you would.
How old are you?
Well, right now I'm in my mid-30s, but back then I was 19 years old.
Wow.
Really?
And so you'd consider yourself an Asian hottie?
I have been told that.
All right.
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever have sex with Dave Fox?
Who? No. I wasn't a security guard for WPGC. It was for that building.
Oh, for the building.
Yeah, you had to come by me.
No, she's right about that. She's right about the fact that...
Well, I think we should have a reunion, that she should come down here.
Yeah, hold on. Let's get some information from you.
Okay.
Hold on, and come on down here.
Okay.
Take a look at you. Hold on a second.
Holy mackerel.
But sorry about that, Dave Fox, if you're listening anywhere. That was just a joke.
Just a joke.
Oh. Just a joke. Today... he works in one of the cities that we broadcast to, and he's a friend of mine. As a matter of fact, he was the best man at my wedding.
Yeah,
I don't want to. No way, Dave. That's a joke. Kidding, Dave Fox. Wherever you are,
right?
Love you. As a matter of fact, like to get in touch with you because I
former PA announcer for the Washington Capitals.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he might. He might work at Z100. I think in New York, maybe.
Really,
I think so. Hmm. Used to kind of look like Gallagher.
Good disc jockey.
No, good guy. I mean, great guy. One of my closest friends.
He looked like who?
Gallagher.
Thought he had red hair, like brownish red hair.
It was brown, curly. He's going bald, and he always wore the hat.
Yeah, you're right. Kind of stuck out on the sides, curly brown hair.
Yeah.
Reddish brown hair.
But, I mean, a really good guy, though. God damn, that's someone I'd like to get back in contact with, as a matter of fact. Dave Fox. Because...
Hello.
Hey, sweetie.
Yes, my boo-boo-boo.
Here's a bit of trivia for you.
Yes.
And I know you're not listening to the show today because you're busy working on that computer thing, which just sucks ass. Our computers at home suck ass today.
Well, there's always a snafu when you have computers.
Who is the best man at our wedding? Who is my best man?
The original best man
The replacement best man.
Dave Fox.
Who is your original best man?
Lou Katz.
Why'd you have to replace Lou?
He had a change of heart. He didn't feel up to the job.
Lou changed heart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now you want to talk about a pisser.
Double O did that?
Yeah. Lou Katz is a guy known...
I don't think he thought it was going to last.
I don't know what it was. He came to me...
It only lasted 20 years.
I asked him to be this guy Lou Katz, who's another disc jockey friend of ours. Mm-hmm. I had asked him to be the best man at my wedding, and he said, okay. Then he came to me like 2 days before the wedding, and he said, you know what? I don't feel right about this.
Hmm.
And I said, in what regard? And he said, I don't know. I just don't feel right being the best man.
Our wedding was full of naysayers.
Even though
the hell would somebody say that for?
Even though Lou came to the wedding and had a good time at the wedding.
Yeah, he's in all the pictures.
And so I...
How odd. Were you mad?
Yeah, I was pissed.
I'd be pissed.
You bet I was pissed. What am I going to do? Say to the guy, F you?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, you know, 2 days before the wedding, the guy says, I can't be the best man.
Wow. So we had a best man who was quite experienced with weddings anyway, as it turned out.
And, you know, and Dave was a good friend. I was just commenting. Don't you think that at least back in the day,
did you move an usher up to best man? Was Dave already an usher?
Yeah, he was. I don't remember who got moved up, but yeah, right. Dave was already going to be in the wedding party, right. So he was just. And as it turns out, he was a wonderful best man. Okay. He's fantastic.
Now, Luzar is a little weird.
don't you think that back in the day, Dave Fox looked like Gallagher?
No, he did not. He was much cuter than that.
Well,
Gallagher, there's no way you could call Gallagher attractive, and Dave Fox was attractive. I mean, he did have the ultra-tight, Mr. Brady perm going, but that was, not unusual back then.
Well, but you thought he was really attractive?
Well, I could take my eyes off him during the wedding. Not that, attractive, that I wasn't wishing that he would trade places, But he was nice looking, yes.
We were good friends with them, weren't we? I mean, well, obviously, I was good friends with you. It was my, at the last second, you say to a guy, would you be my best man?
And he pulls it out for you.
Yeah, but we spent a lot of good time together with
what
them, didn't we?
Did he pass away or something?
No, I don't know how we got on this topic. How did we get on the topic of Dave Fox? Oh, I know, because...
You're talking about the Asian woman that worked in your building.
A security guard from WPGC called, and as a way of finding out if she actually worked there, I asked her if she ever slept with Dave Fox. And then I said, that's just a joke.
He was a stud.
Because I really... But, honey, he was married at the time.
Yeah, but I don't think he's... Well. That marriage is still in place.
Oh, I'd like to say hi to him.
You know what, I don't want to say anything else is going to piss him off, because he's a good friend who I've not maintained contact with and was nice enough to be the best man at my wedding.
No, he's terrific. I'm not saying anything mean. I'm saying he's nice looking, and
he's
if
a
he
stud.
Has youthful indiscretions, I'm sure he's mended his ways.
But I'm telling you, this guy, he's some of the stuff.
I don't think you were an angel in those days either, my darling.
Well, we weren't married at that time.
Right, you were married to someone before me, and I don't think you were an angel in those days either.
No, I was. I didn't learn the right way until I met you.
And then you should ask the security guard, if you really want to test her, if she saw you propose to me in the parking lot at WPGC, and so romantic.
Now, what's wrong about the fact that I proposed to you in the parking lot of a radio station?
Oh, nothing. That was in black letters in my diary. Dear diary, what an idiot I am. Marrying this man that proposes to me in a parking lot, and I'm going to expect my life to be different from
but look,
now.
But look at you now.
Look at us. Look at here. We beat the odds, honey.
You know what? Hold on to it, Frida. Hold on to it. Wrap your arms around it. Fall on your knees every night and look up to the sky and say, thank God.
No, you know what, Mike? When I saw you on Monday, you were making, Monday, you were making divorce look pretty good. Sound pretty sweet. You were enjoying your separation.
I wish I could say I was. I wish that was true.
As a matter of fact,
I put a nice light on it for people.
It's a roller coaster, isn't it?
Well, no. It's overall not that great, but I mean, you do the best you can. You got to. Yeah, I mean, what choice do you have?
Well, I had to, when I was asking my husband about our relationship, and we've had busy schedules, I said, it's sad if your partner is separated and he's getting it more often than you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now, you know what? Now
you're you're talking about the fact that my wife and I still are having relations.
Well, you did have it more recently than we had when we had this discussion.
I was very happy about that, and I can't exactly explain that, but I think it has something to do with, even as the separation goes forward, I will still, I probably shouldn't say this because I'm not sure whether this affects like agreements and things like that, but you never know.
You got some kind of little clause or anything that you still have access?
No, there's nothing in the agreement.
Well, that's too bad.
I don't think a lawyer would go for that.
Let me just say that you're pretty cold. You're pretty cold to bust my balls about
that.
I'm not
busting your balls.
Listen
to me. This was on Monday and he had sex the day before and we had not. It was a joking thing. You are so ultra sensitive.
All right, I am. I'm sorry
about
that.
It sounds like she keeps a little, like one of those little clickers.
She does.
She does. You know, for all of the all the times that I have been rebuffed by her, that
I know. It was a joke. You get jokes.
One day we don't do it, and that's the one day that I come home and she says, "Well, Mike certainly is getting it on more than we are." One day.
Yeah, but it's not true.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
Anyway, listen, getting back to this guy, Dave Fox.
Yeah.
Who I think now works at Z100 in New York, and I'd love to hook up with him sometime when we get up to New York.
Well, you make sure he's mended his way before you go out partying.
Let me just say that Dave Fox, I can't, because he can't still be married to Patty, can he?
No, he's not. I thought we heard a long time ago that was kaput.
You ought to make sure.
You know, let me just say this. Dave Fox and I had a nice routine to cover each other's asses where we would switch cars in the parking lot if we had to. Because it was a garage where a lot of times if one woman showed up who maybe you hadn't expected was going to show up, like maybe your wife.
Right.
And someone else had shown up as well. What you would do is you would go with your wife and you would get in the other guy's car and you would drive away so that the third party would see a car drive away and not think it was your car. And then the other guy would go get in the other guy's car and then she would, the third party would pull up frantically behind the car that she thought had the other guy in it.
Right.
And then you'd roll down the window and you'd go, hi. And she said, well, you're not, and you go, right, no, we switched cars.
Wow.
Right, and if all else fails and the dumb bimbo is about to catch you, then propose to her in the parking lot while you're down.
Yeah, right, that's exactly how it worked out for us. All right, sweetie, love you.
All right, I love you, too. Right,
bye-bye.
Goodbye,
Pretty funny. Educational.
In the parking lot.
In the garage.
You didn't do that, did you? You weren't, like, caught in something and said, hey, I'll propose marriage.
No, it's freedom. No, hell no. Okay. No. And let me just say that with whoever it was, that this was, I was never the guy that said, drive my car out. I was always the guy who helped out.
You're the helper.
I was the guy who said, okay.
That's right.
I'd be glad to switch cars.
All sorts of crazy hijinks in the 80s.
Hello, Mark.
Enough of this silliness. Let me hear Craig Wilson, please.
All right, we're getting to it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Don?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mike. I'm Dave Fox's stepson.
Really?
No BS.
No BS?
He was married to Patty, then he married my mother, Jan Jensen. Now her last name is Jensen.
Hey, is he still married to her?
Yeah, they've been married since 1987.
What does your dad do?
He is production director, creative services director, Z100. Here in New York.
I'm pretty sure that's his job.
Yeah.
Listen. What's your dad's real last name?
Jensen.
Yeah. Okay. This guy knows. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not lying to you.
Well, listen. Call your stepdad and tell him I'd love to get together with him. Did you know that your stepdad was the best man at my wedding?
Yeah, because I've listened to you guys since you were on ABA. We lived down in Virginia at the time, obviously, and then he moved up here to get that job with Z100.
Wow. Well, your dad was one of my absolute closest friends ever, and I truly regret the fact that we've not maintained contact.
Yeah, he said you guys used to, he actually used to call in to your show and do bits with you. He'd do a drunk guy.
Yeah, no, you know, you're right, he was Edgar Ferguson. He used to be a guy who would take a traffic plane out at night. That was, the, you know, back in the day, that
sure,
was crazy
sure.
Radio.
Hey, that's funny, I like that.
To have a drunk guy with a helicopter sound effect giving traffic reports at night while it was dark.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys used to cover each other in the parking lot, though. That's something I have to bring up with him. That's
yeah, crazy. Well, you know, your dad and I both lived different lives back in the day.
Yeah. No
crazy
doubt.
Lives back in the day.
He's toned down a little bit, I'm sure, but he still has a good time.
Well, I hope he has a good time. Crazy, he's married to your mother.
Well, you didn't work with him after 87.
No, I worked with him until about 1982.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, hold on.
There's nothing for you to worry about, son.
Hold on. Hey, listen, hold on a second. I believe you're on the level. I'm going to give you a phone number. Hold on.
Okay.
Maybe your dad would, I'd like to get a hold of your dad.
That's excellent.
That would be great, because that guy was really a close friend. And yeah, that thing that Lou did blew me away.
Did Lou ever, you know, because we worked with Lou after that, and we've known Lou for years. Did he ever talk to you about that, what his reasons were?
He said later, he said that he thought that while we were friends, and we were good friends, mm-hmm. that we were not so close that he could technically be my best man.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's an a-hole move.
But it's Lou.
That's not about being a best man.
But I mean, it's Lou, though. That's just
best man is you're asked. It's an honor. You would you know you go along with it.
It's Lou.
Okay? I mean, my brother-in-law is not my best friend, but he was the best man at my wedding.
But it's Lou. All I know is that I asked Dave Fox, and he said, well, yeah, F yes. You know, the best part is, he said, that means I get to put on the party. I said, that's right. And
right.
We had one hell of a party.
I bet.
One hell of a party.
Wow.
Dave Fox, I'm sorry, we have to break. I promise we come
something
back.
Special coming
yes,
up.
Yes, the Craig Wilson thing. Sorry, we got terribly off track there. We will have the Craig Wilson thing for you next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed a joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's the spot.
The Don and Mike Show.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again. I get funny.
Yes, it's very unusual. Very unusual.
Even better than the good part of the food, the Don and Mike Show.
I mean, you guys are top of the food chain.
How pathetic is that?
Don't listen if you're fuzzless behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dan and Mike.
Right.
You guys suck.
Yeah, hey, listen, asswipe. Why don't you just call the screener and say... Why don't you just call the screener and say that you want to say that we suck instead of making up a lie?
Well, I did that 3 times and I got hung up on.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you said we suck.
Anyway.
We suck, but you're listening to the show anyway. So F you.
There you go.
Douche.
Goodbye.
Dumb douche.
Goodbye.
God damn it, Joe. God damn it, Joe. God damn it, Joe. That's why people are angrier today. Because their phone screeners are idiots.
Mm-hmm. Not paying attention.
God damn it, Joe. You got to know those calls. You got to know when that's going to happen, man.
Yeah.
You got to know.
That was just sitting there on hold, huh?
Yeah, that was a screen call.
Yeah.
That was a screen call. It said, phony call to CNN.
Yeah, it's just not good.
I know.
Not a good thing.
No, you do, Joe. If you get someone who calls and they say, hey, I've got a phony call to CNN, I want to play for the guys, mm-hmm. you say to them, well, play it for me first. Hey, Joe. Come here for a second, buddy.
Joseph, calling to the studio, Mr. Joseph Ardinger.
Now, Joe, yesterday we had the best day of his broadcasting career.
Right, that is
Joe,
true.
So the guy,
exciting day.
So the most exciting day. So the guy calls and he says he's got a tape of a phone call to CNN.
I take the hit on this one. I should have dumped him because he said he had a crank call that he taped of himself on CNN. I said, well, let me hear it. And he said, I can't let you hear it because it's all queued up, and if I play it, then it'll be all uncued. I should have just cut him loose right
there. Yes, you did.
There you go.
There you go.
Very good. All right.
There you go. Well, thank you, Joe.
Thanks for... No shirking of responsibility
just
there.
Just for that, all you callers during the Craig Wilson segment are getting hung up on. Nobody's getting through.
Right.
And that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
All right. Thank you, Joe. All right. There he is, everybody. World's oldest phone screener. Joe Ardinger.
Yeah, and incidentally, that is the way you accept responsibility.
That's right.
You got to give him credit for that.
And now the Wednesday favorite. Everybody go to your newsstand, get out your USA Today, your purple section, the life section. Go to USA.com and read along.
Read along at home.
Which is really my favorite way because then you get to see the face of Craig Wilson.
Yes.
And there's no reason to set this up anymore. You hear it every Wednesday. It's become a staple on the show. Something we used to do in the cozy confines of our office. But now we share it with you every Wednesday. The final word. Hi, Craig Wilson.
Post-college thesis. You can go home again.
I've not even read this. Have you pre-read this?
No, I have not.
Just last week, I was reading yet another report about the growing number of kids returning home to live with their parents after graduating from college.
Census figures show that nearly 4 million Americans between the ages of 25 and 34 live with their parents,
And projections indicate even more 20-somethings are expected to join the folks around the old kitchen table after graduation next month. One survey claims as many as 60% of the newly graduated plan to return home this spring.
That's a lot of dirty laundry.
I'm not quite sure how I feel about all this.
Jealous, probably.
I fondly remember sponging off. I fondly remember sponging off my parents for a few months between the end of my college career and the beginning of my life out in the real world. If it had been left up to me, I would have gone on a bit longer. But my father put an end to it. Oh.
I called home from a college friend's apartment. Said I'd been offered a job writing obituaries at a small newspaper up in the Adirondacks. Then added that I didn't think I'd take it. It was paying only $100 a week. And, of course, I was worth so much more than that.
Take it, you stupid faggot.
My father replied from the other end of the state. No, I'm editorializing
this. Yes, of course. Take it.
My father replied from the other end of the state. I wasn't certain whether he was still using the phone or not.
Oh.
His message came across loud and clear.
So I was gone. Out of his house, never to return except for holidays, family funerals, and the occasional piece of furniture in the basement.
Isn't that the way you've always heard it should be?
First, apartment, no money, grandmother's sofa, college loans, frozen dinners in front of the TV, followed by evenings in the laundromat reading Newsweek.
Why, there's something almost romantic about it all now. I can still smell that sofa.
Relish.
And those little boxes of Tide.
But today's kids with good educations are flocking back home for free rent. Home-cooked meals and a drawer full of clean underwear, folded by Mom's loving hands. Possibly Dad.
Just when you think,
right,
it's going to be the one column
bag free.
Well, there's going to be really nothing.
Sure.
There it is.
Possibly Dad's.
Sorry.
Waiting for graduate school, they say.
More like waiting for Godot.
I don't have any kids.
Hold on.
I don't have any kids.
We know.
But if I did, and I had paid $140,000 to get them a good education, would I want to see their faces at my door again so soon?
Nothing.
I don't think so. If anything, I'd be at their door asking, what's for supper?
I wrote about one prodigal son. He makes $66,000 a year. Who at 24 moved in with his parents so he could buy a new car and have enough money left over for a plane ticket to visit his girlfriend in Florida on the weekends.
No fool he.
You can't beat home for the meals, he's quoted as saying.
I would think not. Especially since the magazine article indicated Mom was known for her Italian cooking.
I'm inclined to call up these parents and see if they have another room available down the hall. I'd even make my own bed and take out the trash.
And yes, I'd take seconds of that ZD.
There you go.
Not as gayest ever.
No, but I mean, word. Definitely one of his most boring.
Yeah. Still, there are two things that I get from it.
By Mom's hands. Underwear folded by Mom's loving hands.
Possibly Dad's.
And also, I can only imagine the phone call.
Yeah, from the father.
Dad?
Take it. Take the job.
It's Craig. It's Craig. I have a job right here. Take it!
Take it. Get out of my house.
Take it! Take it.
And are you in that boy's apartment again?
Take it.
Take it, sea sucker. Take it. Take it. Get out of my house.
Dad's like the next door neighbor in American Psych or American Beauty.
Yeah, that's right. Take it right now.
Take it.
Get out of my house.
Take it.
Go on there.
Possibly Dad's.
A drawer full of underpants, clean underwear folded by Mom's loving hands. Mm-hmm. possibly dads.
I'm not quite sure how I feel about all these kids moving in. Jealous, probably. Please, someone take me in and take care of me. Fold my laundry with your loving hands.
Let me see. Here's my underpants. I think they were lovingly folded by Dad.
Oh, it smells like grandmother's sofa. Here's the one spot. This is a special spot. I love that smell. I love the smell of grandmother's sofa.
The bottle and the boxes of Tide. Not bottle, the boxes of Tide from the laundromat.
Well, the Tide smells okay, but grandmother's sofa.
Okay, well, there he is. Listen, Craig, I just want to say something to you. You can do better.
Yeah, tweak it up a little bit. I mean, what good is this at all?
Come on. You can be gayer than this.
Yeah, absolutely. If you think, make it something interesting.
But I want to tell you something. We're not, and I think in some way we are influencing these columns. And we are Craig, you listen to me right now. We are not squashing the gayness in you.
No, we're not.
We want it to explode.
Absolutely.
Like a dandelion full of pollen. We want it to be like one of them Wonderful World of Disney things where you see the,
sure,
the flower bloom over time-lapse photography.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. An explosion of color.
Awesome. I can't wait. I want to hear, it's springtime's coming. I want to hear about the prom.
Yes.
I want to hear about prom.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty soon. Yeah. Maybe next week we'll have a spring column.
Gotcha.
Buds bursting.
Listen to me right now.
A young man's heart turns to thoughts of love.
Yeah. Write about the queen mother and your love of hats.
Yeah, and none of this crap about college.
But if you're going to keep writing it, just to spite us, we're going to keep reading it.
Amen, brother.
Just to spite you.
There you go, Craig. That's our message from us to you.
It's just like the KFH in Wichita thing.
That's how it works. That's right.
We'll do it just to spite you.
We will, because we're spiteful.
Wow, kitty catty. Because really, there's a part of me that thinks that he reads this now, and he goes, well, there's nothing they can make fun of here.
Yes, I think so. Well, we found one. Today's kids with good educations are flocking back home for free rent, home-cooked meals, and a drawer full of clean underwear, folded by mom's loving hands. Possibly dad's.
Take it!
My father lied from the other end of the state.
Take the job. Get out of my house.
Okay. All right. You're an embarrassment to this family.
Take your magazines with you.
Okay. Your oils. Your creams.
Man, he's out. Thank God.
Your dildos. Oh. Get him out of my house. Get out of your copies of Blue Boy.
Go on, drink it.
Okay, I've got a break. Oh, when we come back, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Very rarely do we do serious political stuff on this show.
Right.
I think the last time we did was when we had Michael Moore on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean Michael Moore on like he's a moron.
No.
I mean, the
Roger and Me guy.
Yeah, the movie maker and the author, Michael Moore. When we come back, I refuse to call him former mayor.
No.
I'm going to say mayor for life.
I've heard that he likes that.
The mayor of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Right, and he's still the mayor.
Who is in the news, will comment on the news about his separation with his wife and
Cora.
The alleged drugs that were found in his car.
Right.
And it's time for a segment that we like to call Ask Your Mayor.
Very good. Excellent.
So Mayor Barry,
yes,
being here, mm-hmm, the mayor of Washington, D.C.,
right,
taking your telephone calls.
The mayor was not paid for his appearance.
Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
These pipes are clean!
Hey, you guys.
Don and Mike.
I think we've always had a handle on how dumb we are.
You might even call it educational.
Kiss my juice. Smell the scene.
I love this moment.
Actually, I'm looking forward to my anal electrocution.
With a zero tolerance policy for everything. The Don and Mike Show.
Goddamn right. Like that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, listen to me now, okay?
Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike program.
Let me see. Tomorrow we're giving away a European-style multi-disc CD player. Wow. 3 bonus CDs. Lennon Legends, All the Best by Paul McCartney, The Best of George Harrison. Courtesy of EMI Music with your favorite greatest hits CDs, including The Beach Boys, Bob Seger and Hart. These CDs are always available at FYE. Giving those away tomorrow on the show. Tonight, you're fighting gutter balls.
All right.
Yay. Our bowling team tonight, we have come back to the D.C. Metro. We'll be in Maryland tonight. Join your fighting gutter balls tonight. All of us, Pax, Rummy, myself, Goose.
We got our new uniforms.
Head. Yeah. And, of course, Mel Wu. Tonight, we triumphantly return to action as we take on a team of listeners called the Pin Pals.
What do we know about these Pin Pals? What knowledge do we have? What intelligence gathering has been done?
Don't know tonight, 8 o'clock.
No.
Love to meet you. We're going to be at Strike Bethesda. Come on out and have a drink and watch us bowl. We'd love to meet you now.
Have a cocktail.
It's time for a what used to be a regular feature on this show back in the day, which we are going to bring back now.
Wow! I feel good.
Get ready for Ask the Mayor. Training is now Mayor for Life.
I feel good.
Marion Barry.
I just want to say great to be back on the Don and Mike show. I've been in the spotlight again, and I just want to come and answer any questions. I know you've been you called me in my house and said you got to come on back on because we're going to be bringing back Ask the Mayor. You kind of ignored me during the time that I wasn't mayor, so I'm here to ask all the questions. I'm thinking seriously about getting back into political life, and I just think that that's why you probably want to ask me my vision for the district and what we're going to do. And I think what we're going to do is do something special.
I want you to see what I do in the newspaper.
Yeah, hi, Rob.
For instance, where you have the headline here that says, Cora Berry announces separation.
Oh, I know all that.
Ex-mayor says he'll focus on marriage. You know what I do?
I want to
watch what I do. See my Sharpie?
Yeah, what you do? You're lying now.
See the word X? So it still says, mayor says he will focus on marriage.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, mayor. I'm mayor for life in your eyes. I think that's...
So your fourth wife is leaving you?
She's not going to leave. I think she's going to stay. I've got to focus on... We had an excellent meeting. Cora and I, we discussed my life, her life, how our lives have become intertwined over the years as far as, political activities and all the troubles that I've had. And I just think I'm gonna stay on the case and try to get things back together. And I just think that a lot of people have been thrown out pack of lies about me, which they always did, all that bitching people that...
Here's the story.
Send out lies about what I'm doing and all.
Here's the story.
Now,
damn, chicken eyes. Decision.
Bitching people.
Cora Berry's decision to move out comes less than 2 weeks after your latest run-in with the police.
I had a run-in with the police, but I was just... That's all been distorted by the Washington Post.
You were driving near an open-air drug market in the Buzzard Point section of Southwest.
Let me stop you right there. Can I stop you right now?
Yeah.
I like Buzzard Point. I drive out sometimes late at night to get some air. And Buzzard Point is one of the prettiest, nicest areas of the city. And I enjoy driving my car around Buzzard Point. It's a free country. If I want to take my Jag out and drive around Buzzard Point, I can take my Jag out and drive around Buzzard Point.
U.S. Park Police found traces of
crack. I got a nice Jag. You like to go for a ride in my Jag?
Well, no. Listen, explain this.
We can dust the seats off and you can have a nice time.
U.S. Park Police found traces of crack cocaine and marijuana in your car on March 21st.
Right, can I tell my side of the story right now?
Yes,
distorted paper, the Washington Post, and later wrote that article. That was two guys, I guess, Serge Kowaleski and Jamil Harris.
Harris.
Well, Jamil, what kind of name's that, right? Okay. Who blew up the world, right? All right. Come on.
Right.
Am I telling the truth?
No, you always tell the truth on this show.
Let me just say, I was driving around, driving downtown at night because I like to go out at night. That's why I'm a night owl. I've been a night owl ever since I've been a little kid. I like to stay up late. I don't like bedtime. I'm not in that. So I said to Cora, I'm going to go out. I want to go out. And she said, oh, don't go out so late. And I said, bitch, I'm going to go out. And so I decided that I'd take a drive. And I said, where am I going to go? And the first thing popped into my mind was Buzzard Point.
Yeah. I'm going to go down to Buzz Point.
But now, you know that that is a famous open-air drug market in the D.C. area. Yeah.
That's a chance where I get to talk to the community, and I can talk and stop my car on the side of the road and speak to some of the citizens.
Your Jaguar.
And my Jag, and talk. And what happened was, every time if I'm going to go out, I got hungry before I went down to Buzzard Point. So I stopped by Dunkin' Donuts, and I got some jelly donuts. And then the first thing, the cop comes up, pulls up, and he says, "What's that white powder on your face?" And I said, "That's powdered sugar, officer. It's in a bitch. You think it's some kind of drug?" And he thought it was a lie. Oh. It's a malicious lie. That I'd say, I care about Cora. Cora Berry, I care about. I don't care about that. I have my window open and crack.
They found traces of crack, which is not powder. Crack is
like a rock.
Is the hard.
I can explain.
Okay.
When I was down at Buzzard Point, some of the people down there are very unfortunate and have problems with narcotics. And I think sometimes when they lean up against my car and they breathe and stuff comes off their clothes and it floats into the car and lands on my seat, that's what happens. And I'm not responsible for that. But the powder that I had on my lip was a donut powder.
All right, what about the
jelly,
weed?
Jelly donut. They didn't scrape my lip.
What about the weed?
The weed.
The marijuana.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. That what they found was a trace amount that I think it fell out of one of the people's pockets leaning into my car. Yeah. And that happens. I'm not going to brush my seat off just because somebody's leaning into my pocket. I think that's you know, what I do is I offer to drive them to church. That's what I do.
These people with the drugs?
Yeah, sometimes I take them to
church. Are you wearing your African clothes while you're doing that? You went through a phase where you wore the African clothes all the time. I've noticed that now you're back to wearing...
I was wearing a T-shirt and shorts. And what I did was I offered to drive him to church. I took one guy to church, and I think he had some marijuana fall out of his pocket. That's the problem. What they want to do is they want to make Mayor Berry out to be, you know, I was wearing, let me see, I think I had a blue T-shirt and cutoffs.
Here's what it says in the newspaper.
And Italian shoes. lovely Italian shoes.
Police say...
Beautiful weave.
During the search...
Weave leather.
They discovered a small rock of crack cocaine in your car.
Not mine.
At that time, Barry was in the vehicle, which was parked in a no-parking zone.
Yeah, I think I might have just come back to Buzzard Point after driving off a kid to church.
Park police have said the officer who approached Mayor Berry's Jaguar...
Yeah, he's a pimp.
...saw the driver ingest something and subsequently noticed a powdery substance under your nose.
I had a cold, and I was eating a donut. I finished the donut, and then the powdered sugar went up my nose, made me sneeze, and so I put my hand up to my nose. It's all lies. That's what they've been doing. You know me. How long we go back? We've been going back a long time. I tell you, you know, right now, I want people to stop and think about what I've done, and what I've done is good. I've been a good man my whole life, and I've had people take runs at me, try to set me up, ain't that a bitch?
So the fourth wife right now, Cora Berry, she's left you, so you're living alone now?
Cora has felt it necessary to move out of the house, and she's not, actually, I'm living outside of the house now in a hotel, and I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to focus on my marriage, and...
Now, what about running for, where's you going to run for the city council?
I was
going to
run at-large council seat, District Columbia, at-large council seat, specifically designed for nighttime issues. That's a position I wanted to create for myself. I wanted to be a supervisor of the night. That's the new title. They won't give me that. I'd like to be counsel at large. At large means, in my opinion, you're at large. You're like running from the law.
You're living large.
You know, at large. Barry at large. Mayor Marion Barry at large. Council seat at large. Driving his Jag. Buzzard Point. Going around having lots of fun. You know, commissioner of the dark. That's what I like to be known as. I like to be minister of the night.
You know,
I like to do that. That'd
be fun. Probably that Buzzard Point, and I will give you the
benefit. I love Buzzard Point. It's great. That's where the buzzards go. They know where to go.
I will give you the benefit of the doubt that you perhaps people leaned into your car to greet you, and that's how the drugs got in your car.
I'm still extremely popular in the District of Columbia. People ought to realize that I've got a following. I've got a following for years, ever since, you know, back in the day, and people like me. And so I'm not going to drive by, especially if I'm in Buzzard Point, and then not roll down my window and greet people, which is, you know, they say it's a bad neighborhood. That's a racist, nasty statement they're making, calling it a bad neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. It's a good place to get some air. Buzzard Point. I like it. I might live in Buzzard Point. Back when I was hanging out with Dave Fox, We had some good times.
Stop that now.
We had a great time.
Don't bring Dave Fox into this.
I just tell you right now.
All right, are you ready for Ask the Mayor?
I got good friends here. Your general managers, Ken and Alan Linewan, good friend of me. And I just want to say happy joy.
Okay, let's take some calls now. Ask the Mayor.
All right, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. I don't know this car you're speaking of. Hello.
Is this Dynamite?
Yes, ask the mayor. Mayor Barry's here. Hi.
Yes. Marion Barry. I was wondering if you were going to be a marriage counselor for Mike.
I don't get involved in other people's troubles, problems, issues, you know, as far as what they're doing. I just like to, if you want to talk to me and you want counseling, I'm more than willing to, you just walk up to the car. Walk up to the car.
The advice for Mike would be to go to Buzzard's Point.
You drive down Buzzard Point, stand out in the corner, walk up to the car, wait till I roll down the window.
Hello.
It's important you wait till I roll down the window, though. That means I'm ready.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Ask the mayor.
Hi.
Excuse me, ax the mayor. That's what we used to call it.
Right.
Ax the mayor.
Hello.
Yes, can I ask the mayor something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, has Buzz tried any of his powerful chronic reefer with you?
I know Buzz. We go back a long time.
Hi,
Buzz, good to see you again.
Yeah, great to see you.
I love his news. I always said when I was the mayor, Buzz was the best, most objective newsman.
Thank you.
Known to mankind, good man, and he liked to come out at night with me, and we'd have a great time as we were searching the night for fun.
It was fun.
I'd like to be, I really would love to be ambassador of fun for Washington, D.C. But not daytime fun. Not like the zoo or anything like that. I'd like to be ambassador of nighttime fun.
Cherry blossoms, that doesn't interest you. The Washington Monument doesn't interest you.
Food Fest Taste of D.C. I like to be master of the night.
Hello, Don and Mike's show, Ask the Mayor.
Wizard of the Night.
Is this Ask the Mayor?
Yeah, Ask the Mayor.
Mayor, it's an honor to speak with you.
I appreciate that. It's nice that you call me Mayor. I'm not really anymore.
No, you're Mayor for life.
Mayor for life.
Thank you very much.
My question to you is simple.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What is your definition of love?
Oh, man.
No, that's a deep question. Yeah. That is a deep question here on Ask the Mayor.
I think my definition of love is a man and a woman together, bodies slapping like with sweat and passion, and then that's love. When you get a lady that puts her behind right up in front of you, and I swear to God, that's love. Man, that's love. You know, you go down, you get somebody in your car in Buzzard Point, and you see them, and they got a big, beautiful behind. I love that. Love means never meaning to ask how much.
Don and Mike show. Hello, Ax the Mayor. Hello, Ax the Mayor.
Hi, this is the mayor.
Hello.
Mayor Barry's on the line. Hello.
Hey, Mayor Barry.
Yeah, right here. How you doing?
Good. I wanted to know if you've ever licked Gevier Denza's hairy little brown eye.
Gevier Denza? You mean Anchorwoman on Channel 9?
Yeah.
I'd like to. I sure would like to. I bet she's tight.
Yo, man.
I'd like Eddie Monster Face from DC on the line.
Oh, Eddie.
Yo, man, Barry, you owe me money for them three hoes I gave you last weekend. I can't catch up with you. What's up, man?
I'm sorry. Eddie, come on. You just help her, brother, all right? Don't, yeah, I'm going through my own ass right now, you know?
Yeah, but that was the problem. You said you was a little low on money.
I was low on money. I'm not telling you, I'm not lying. Ain't that a bitch? You've been in that situation before, Eddie.
Okay, Mr.
Come on.
But when am I going to get my money?
You're going to get your money soon. Just don't. Just leave me alone, all right? And then about that last question, I prefer J.C. Hayward.
Hello. Like, you ever do it with a wig off?
Nah, I didn't have a chance. Anchor people stay away from me.
Hello.
They like that though.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hello.
Mayor Barry.
Now, standing by right here, your ambassador of good times at night.
Hey,
Mayor Barry.
Old lady.
What's that?
Your old lady like to suck on the glass bee like you do?
No, he's talking about the pipe. And I don't do the pipe. I don't hit the pipe anymore. Right? You understand that? I don't hit the pipe no more. You just get that bitch off the phone.
All right.
I need to take that crap from somebody like
all
that.
Right, glass one more call.
On a glass pipe, you suck on the side. I got a brown snake.
Hello. Hey. Ax the mayor.
It's a pleasure to be on the phone with all you guys. I'd like to ask the mayor.
Yes.
If his picture was in the dictionary, which word would it be next to?
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Fun.
That's right.
Nightlife. That'd be fun, nightlife.
All right, you
always give me an open forum on the show, Don.
Of course we do.
I remember, you and me and Buzz used to have a good time a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I wish we could still have a good time, but it just doesn't happen. You boys are getting old.
Well, the news, you gotta hang with me. I'm 66 years old.
The news is that
I still love the night. I'm 66.
Yeah. Is Mayor Perry really 66?
He's 66. Yeah. I'm 66 years old. I'll be 70 in 4 years.
The news is that Mayor Barry's fourth wife,
four masters, Barry,
has separated from him, and Mayor for Life. Caught with drugs in his car. Got a buzzard point.
Legend. Can I turn that goddamn music off? Can I make an appeal to Cora on your radio show?
Oh, sure, please.
I just want to say, Cora, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I'm not going out as much. I won't go out as much if you come back to me, and I stop paying more attention to you. I stop banging you if you come back to me.
Well, that was. That was heartfelt, Mayor Barry.
Thank you. Yeah. No more hoeing.
No more hoeing.
No more hoeing. That's right. God, I'm sweating in here. I get a little jittery after these long interviews. I got a break. You got break time? I got lunch break?
Yeah, I know. You can go ahead and break.
Yeah, lunch break.
Get out of here.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. I'll see you. Stay away from that Buzzard Point.
It's a beautiful place. Buzzard Point. It's got buzzards. It's pointed.
Okay.
A good place, Buzzard Point.
Thank you. Mayor Barry, Mayor for Life. Yeah. Mayor for Life.
Thank you, Mayor. I love y'all. See you don't bitch.
Bye-bye. There he is, a Mayor
nice,
Barry.
Nice
always
guy.
Good to see him.
Yeah.
I love him.
Gave me a ride when I needed one.
You know, I can't tell you how many people still identify Washington, D.C. with Marion Barry.
You know, a legendary personality.
There he is, Mayor Barry, back in the news again. Right. God love him. God love him.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden. One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what's your lead made-up story today?
Today, Oprah says the White House set her up.
Ooh. Set her up.
Yeah.
Set her up. Oh, well, listen, as long as we're on, listen, why don't we try to give away some money as well?
Very good.
We got $100 online with the celebrity burp contest.
$100 American.
We haven't done this for a couple of hours today. If you think you want to shot at the money, you know who the celebrity burper is. Be the 100th caller right now. 877-365-3636. All right, dial recklessly, you animals, and stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
That's professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
First comes live entertainment, right?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm sure you find it interesting.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's against the law. You're coming with me.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are you insane?
Please, that big old hunk of burning little brick away me.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's a great pleasure to see you all here today.
Here we are. Hi, everybody.
Your source for bad horse. The Don and Mike Show.
For those listening in Wichita, I just remember they're not listening today.
We're being preempted by a Wichita State baseball game.
Although maybe on the FM they won't preempt us. Right?
You never know.
So maybe they are going to hear it today on KFH-FM. Anyway, our new home in Wichita very soon will be Fly 92, KANR 92.7 FM.
We're very excited about that.
You'll be able to hear the show live every day on that station. Starting, goddamn, I hope tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, it's a DVD day. We're giving away a DVD player on the show every hour tomorrow.
Wow. Fantastic.
Okay? And you're finding gutter balls tonight are in action. We'd love to meet you. Come on out. It's our bowling team. Just everybody from the show. We bowl against listeners. Tonight we'll be bowling a team called Pin Pals.
Pin Pals.
Strike Bethesda. Action gets underway tonight at 8 o'clock. Just ahead of Buzz's news and the comments. We try to give away $100 here with the celebrity burp. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, where are you from?
Maryland.
All right, beautiful. Hold on, honey. Let me get my prize stuff out here.
Here we go.
Let me see. Here you go. You won the Sexaholic Prize Pack. Mm-hmm. That is the John Leguizamo HBO special.
Ooh.
The funny, intimate, raunchy look. The colorful personalities who shaped his childhood.
Thank you.
Sexaholic premieres on April 13th at 10 on HBO. Now you are going to go for $100 if you can identify the celebrity burping. The clues, your hints are, it's an entertainer.
Yes.
at an actor or an actress.
Okay.
We'll play you the burp, give you 15 seconds to think about it. Good luck. And, well, here we go. Caller, name that burp.
Caller, name this secret celebrity burp.
Now, there you go. I hope you heard it, because not only did you hear the burp, but at the very end, you hear a little...
A little exhale.
You get 15 seconds in the isolated soundproof booth. Mike.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yeah.
All right. Now, that is a return.
That's a return to greatness.
All right. For $100, who is that?
Is it Barry Williams?
People, think outside the box.
Yeah.
Okay? Think outside the box.
How do we do that?
It's not somebody we have on the show all the time.
Oh.
It's
I won't ask questions, because, I mean, I'll resist my urge to ask questions.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, we're sorry.
Don't forget that every guest is a clue
for you.
It's not Barry Williams.
People.
It's time for Buzz's new show now, brought to you by the Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself to Hard Times for some soul-satisfying chili, big old chili dog, or a half-pound char-grilled burger. Check Hard Times. .com for your neighborhood location. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Oprah says the White House set her up. Oprah got bad press this week when the White House revealed she'd been asked to go to Afghanistan and refused.
She's upset.
Now she tells her pal on The View, Star Jones.
Oh, my God. Here's that conversation.
That she felt extremely used by the White House and that the story was just not true. The Bush administration reportedly wanted Oprah to go to Afghanistan to welcome girls back to school for the first time since the arrival or departure of the Taliban. Now, the White House said that Oprah had said she was just too busy with her show.
You want to hear the tape of Oprah taking a bath?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
we've got an actual tape on.
Oprah's in the sub right here. Now, Oprah's going for her loofah. The loofah on a stick.
Right. It's a nice long thing where she can get into all the real nooks and crannies.
Because she can't reach this one spot.
Mm-hmm.
A real dirty spot.
Now, she has the loofah in hand, and she's reaching behind her back to see if she can get that special spot.
I'm trying. And you're going to hear.
Here we go.
Oprah in the bath. Oprah?
Here she goes.
Yep.
There you go. She found it.
Oprah in the bathtub.
It's the best part of that tape. The standoff continues in Bethlehem, where scores of Palestinian gunmen are taking refuge inside of one of the holiest sites in Christianity, the Church of the Nativity. Israeli soldiers and tanks are outside. An Italian reporter who's inside with them says there is some hope the Vatican will work out a diplomatic solution.
You know, holy, sacred, wow. All these words.
Holy, yeah.
They're really starting to wear thin on me. I don't think you can call holy, and I mean, all this holy stuff that's in the name of God, Allah, right. What have you. Look at how many people are like getting blown up because of this.
Holy, hiding in your castle, Arafat. I mean, that guy, now he's barricaded in his house.
Yeah, he's like in a section of his big office building.
And they got big tanks everywhere. This is like 5 days in a row now with Yasser, that's my Arafat. Mm-hmm. It's not, I mean, what's the deal there?
And all, you know, they always talk about no windows. Because he looks like he gets so much sun normally.
Can you imagine what that thing on his head smells like?
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
Imagine what his shorts smell like?
Well, he probably doesn't wear underwear.
Arafat Chance. Now, he's a bad guy, right?
Well, if you study your history, yes, he is. He's been responsible. They've linked him to a lot of terrorist attacks over the years.
Why are we kissing his ass?
Because he is the political leader
of
a group of people that...
Too late to prevent all-out war.
Yeah.
So there's all those people being killed over there every day now.
Mm-hmm.
There's goddamn suicide bombers every day. Mm-hmm. Kids are being killed.
I was saying to somebody the other day, if we were Israel and Palestine was, say, Mexico, and this was happening where every single day people were coming in and blowing up women and children and innocent people, it might be a little more heavy than what Israel is doing right now. You might press the big one.
That would be nice if it was Mexico.
You've always wanted that.
Yeah.
No, nice. You need to build a wall then.
Right, you just press the button and boom.
Yeah, more beachfront for us. There is no greater bond than the one between a mother and her baby. Unless there's a chihuahua involved. Dateline, Enid, Oklahoma.
Prosecutors say 21-year-old Catherine Smith offered to give her mom's neighbor custody of her 7-month-old daughter if the woman would give her a Chihuahua puppy. The woman had been trying to sell the puppy for $200, but Catherine didn't have the money. She did, however, have the 7-month-old baby. The dog lady called the police. Authorities are allowing Catherine to keep her daughter while she faces charges of trafficking in children.
Oh, my God. God damn it. Not even for a good dog.
Yeah, like a little skinny Chihuahua dog.
Chihuahua.
Don't drop the chalupa.
That's like the Taco Bell dog, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the one.
Okay, gotcha.
Kathy Lee Gifford, meanwhile, has settled her lawsuit with the supermarket tabloid. She sued the National Examiner for accusing her of turning her son into a spoiled brat.
Okay.
The settlement's confidential, so we don't know what, if anything, she got.
Probably nothing.
Okay.
The Giffords sued the Examiner for libel 2 years ago after the tabloid portrayed their son as, quote, an impudent, unruly child who was unable to behave in a socially acceptable manner.
Get that out of there.
The headline read, Kathy Lee wrecking Cody's life, pushy moms creating a monster. The story was about Cody crying at a store because they were out of a Britney Spears CD.
You remember we called the store and we called the restaurants.
And didn't we confirm that Cody was misbehaving?
Yes.
Spitting out his partially chewed squid at a restaurant. And this store I remember you calling an exclusive children's store where Cody allegedly used crayons to color on a pair of pants.
And who can blame the kid?
The tabloid.
No, it's not the kid's fault at all.
No one blames Cody. The tabloid later retracted the story, though, and apologized.
Okay, excuse me.
An Arizona man who was flying with his son to visit Harvard has been arrested for trying to start his own Mile High Club. The man was shopping colleges with his son, and they were on Delta Flight 2100 Sunday afternoon. Not sure where the son was seated, but Dad was in 12D, and the woman in a seat next to him says she awoke to find the dad's hand in her pants.
I'm sorry, Rob. Somebody just came in my ear.
Prosecutor says he was at least touching her genitalia. They tested the man's hand for DNA.
Oh, my God. Why don't you smell his fingers?
They more than just smelled them. They tested them. 4 Secret Service agents who were also on board kept an eye on Dad until the plane finally landed at its destination.
So the dad just, like, reached over while the woman was sleeping and stopped to feel?
According to the prosecutor's report, into her jeans, under the panties, and, you know, all the way home.
Oh, my God!
He's sleepy. Hey, she would have woken up if she didn't mind. If she minded, she'd wake up.
Well, let me sit here and bite my fingernails.
Oh, look at her flying. Flying, Delta, flying.
One of Virginia's most honored state troopers has been indicted for allegedly seeking sex from a woman in exchange for dropping the charges against her. This is amazing. 42-year-old William Buck Carter has cleared the roads of this state of more drunk drivers than any other trooper and has been honored for it.
I'm related to him.
Buck Carter? William Buck Carter?
He's my uncle.
Really?
Uncle Buck.
There you go. But now, the 18-year veteran is accused of persuading a 20-year-old woman to do him after he stopped her for erratic driving. A prosecutor says Carter, quote, solicited and participated in sexual acts which influenced him in performing his official duties. The married Carter resigned this week and has no comment.
All I can say is I've got out of many tickets that way myself.
Yeah, me too. I always, I don't even, they get halfway to the car and I'm already offering sex.
Hello, officer.
Absolutely.
When Mike Tyson...
This is a woman.
Yeah, that is a
ticket. Seems like the women are more straight-laced.
Then when is a woman, she's like, just give me the ticket, bitch.
Because you know you're not going to get out of it. Because
here's the license.
They're honorable.
When it's a man.
When it's a man, it's like, hey! Sex.
What do you think?
I do it without, you don't have to speak. I just point to my mouth.
When Mike Tyson goes to Memphis to fight Lennox Lewis, he'll have to register as a sex offender. The boxer was convicted of raping a beauty pageant contestant in Indiana 10 years ago and did 3 years in prison for it.
I'll do it to you. Love me, faggot.
What do you see in prison?
I just think things that disgust me. You go in the shower. I don't shower much. Guys. Guys wrecked him, gentlemen.
So now, it's not clear if he'll be hoteling it in Tennessee or neighboring Mississippi. He'll have to register in both states as a sex offender.
More rectums than genitals.
In Tennessee, failure to register carries a mandatory minimum 6 months in jail.
Buzz, Mike.
Yes.
Tyson, Homero, whichever one is here.
Yeah. Mike Tyson, come on now.
We have to break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Washington's 106.8.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building. Great.
Hey, you guys.
The Don and Mark Show.
I think we've always had a handle on how dumb we are.
You might even call it educational.
It might do. Smell the scene. I love this moment.
Actually, I'm looking forward to my anal electrocution.
With a zero tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, he's going to call 100 at 877. 365-3636. Dial recklessly, animals.
Yeah.
And now once again, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In Chicago, a man is dead after he and his roommate argued over fried chicken. 38-year-old David Norrington allegedly beat and stabbed his 51-year-old housemate, Ollie Hale, after accusing Hale of taking more than his share of the chicken.
Sorry, Ollie.
Police say Norrington used as his weapons an ashtray, pliers, a hammer, a fire extinguisher, a dumbbell, and a knife.
Oh, my God.
And try to play Clue with that.
Must be good chicken.
Norrington's already done time on second-degree murder charges. This time the charge is first degree. Expanded sports. Derek Jeter says it's hardly worth playing for the New York Yankees if the fans can't see him on cable vision.
You know, I said really to Derek Jeter, amen. Mm-hmm. No ass.
Yeah, it's about time the players come forward and speak up about this.
Man.
This is really horrible.
Who can afford to buy a ticket to the goddamn game?
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Some people have to watch their favorite teams on television.
Yeah, you don't keep the Yankees out of New York television.
And
ridiculous.
This is not just the Yankees. This is for all sports. I'm glad Derek Jeter has said this. All sports should be on television.
Right.
All the time.
3 million viewers blacked out of the games this week as the game switched to the Yankees' new Yes Network. Outfielder Bernie Williams says his wife and kids were among those shut out of the telecast, and quoting the just-returned David Wells, it sucks. The negotiations continue to try to get the Yanks back on cable. Yesterday, the value dropped sharply on shares of Cablevision stock.
This is really about greed in its absolute purest form.
Greed works. I found a way around the blackout. Go to prison. Dozens of New York State prisons get the Yes Network, so the prisoners are seeing the games.
Great. So go out and get yourself arrested so you can watch the Yankees play the Orioles today.
It's ridiculous. Will Jeff Van Gundy be the new head coach of the WNBA's Washington Mystics?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Christ, that little crypt keeper.
Oh, my God. Van Gundy's most recent employer, the Knicks, told the New York Post they knew nothing about this, but the paper says an official announcement would come today that this summer Van Gundy would coach the women who play for Washington. And the Knicks would still have to approve the move, and this afternoon the Mystics say the report is untrue.
Where's our Jeff Van Gundy music?
There he is.
Hello, I'm Jeff Van Gundy.
I never sleep, and I hang from the rafters of Madison Square Garden.
I want you girls to know that it will be an open door policy on my cave.
Buzz, you got to wind it up here.
All right, finally, Kenneth Curtis of North Carolina can no longer sell his urine on the Internet.
Why? I was buying it.
The United States Supreme Court in Washington says so. Keith originally lived in South Carolina and was selling his drug-free urine to people looking to cheat on their drug test.
No, I was just buying it just because it tastes so good.
South Carolina law had already made that illegal, so Keith moved to North Carolina and took South Carolina to court as he continued trading liquid assets.
They want some sweet tea.
Lemony. This week, the high court refused to consider his case, so Keith can no longer stay in business selling urine in a bag with a special drain tube. And, of course, the chemical packet to bring the stuff to body temperature. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Tonight with your fighting gutter balls.
Yeah.
We'll be at Strike Bethesda. Bethesda, Maryland will be there starting at 8 o'clock tonight. See you there. Thanks, Dude Walker, for coming by today. Thank you, Dale Solly. See you on the Cut Us Up Tonight on Channel 7. We'll be back tomorrow with the all new episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, am I caller
100? Oh, honey, if you have to ask, the answer is no. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I am caller 100.
That's it. There you go. What's your name, my friend?
Andy.
Andy, where are you from?
Chantilly.
Andy, tickets to see Poison, the Cinderella winger and Factor Pussycat Nissan Pavilion on July 12th. go to www.nissanpavilion.com. And you also want tickets to see Mike O'Mara's Disc Jockey All-Star Band.
Yay!
The Crap Blues Band.
All right.
See Mike. Jack Diamond. Chris Moore.
How about instead of that, say where we're going to be?
Dave Adler. At Party DC's Spring Blues Bash at the State Theater.
Yeah.
At Falls Church Friday night.
I mean, all those guys will be there. I just wanted you to give the venue.
Right. Thank you, my friend. And have a great day. We'll see you at bowling tonight and back with a new episode tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 And
to
Rob.
Yes?
Toodaloo, man. Were you leaving already?
No, that was a total of ass just for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Fraud, Rob. You might just make it after
all. Chris Moore.
We will see you tomorrow.
Toodaloo.
Yeah.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.